answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
President Trump, we are almost to the halfway mark, and by all accounts, you've got to double down. It's blatantly obvious to most Americans that Congress isn't a bipartisan democracy. Congress is actually two corporocratic wolves fighting over what's for dinner.
We see their culture of corruption, cronyism, and incompetence at work.
People say it's because the Democratic Party, of which you are leader, has no message. Your only message is anti-Trump.
No, that isn't true. First of all, let me just say, these are four races we would never have chosen to go into. They were chosen by Donald Trump.
Please, God, let Nancy Pelosi continue to be the voice of the Democratic Party for the midterm elections, because it's the best thing that the Republicans could possibly have. And all we need to do is take her words, put it on television, and play it over and over again. Yeah.
The Democrats are already circulating a list of 100 potential investigations of the Trump presidency to fuel the frenzy in their base. Axios reports that some of the investigations, based on requests for inquiries made by Democrats while in the minority, include President Trump's tax returns, Trump family business, and whether they comply with the Constitution's emoluments clause, including the Chinese trademark grant to the Trump organization, Trump's dealing with Russia, including the president's preparation for his meeting with Vladimir Putin, the payment to Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, and James Comey's firing. The same monotone nothing burger investigations that have attempted to suck all of the air out of the first 2 years of the Trump presidency, but failed.
Made in America is back. Now, some people would say made in the USA. I personally don't care. The fact is, we're back. We have 400,000 new manufacturing jobs. Our opponent said that could never happen. It has happened, and we're going to develop a lot more in a very short period of time. So, made in the USA, made in America, it's back.
We all know they are simply trying to distract from the potential firing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and FISA rat Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who have stalled on a motherload of investigations that could force a seismic shift in the District of Criminals. Congress is now split into two camps, pro-America and pro-deep state. The threat of Sessions' firing brought the deep state defenders out of the woodwork.
Bizarrely, there are people in this body now talking like the Attorney General will be fired, should be fired. I'm not sure how to interpret the comments of the last couple of hours, but I guess I would just like to say, as a member of the Judiciary Committee and as a member of this body, I find it really difficult to envision any circumstance where I would vote to confirm a successor to Jeff Sessions if he is fired because he's executing his job.
We're still Jeff Sessions. There. Would you try to help him with that?
No, because
with firing
he would have
Jeff Sessions?
No, because he would have a nightmare on his hands in politics. It's very, very different in politics, Anna, than it is in business. If Jeff Sessions was the general counsel for the Trump organization, it's a totally different set of personnel decisions than if Jeff Sessions is his cabinet
right.
member.
And there are those that have begun to grow a spine.
And I think there will come a time, sooner rather than later, where it will be time to have a new face and a fresh voice at the Department of Justice. Replacing him before the election to me would be a non-starter, but the idea of having a new attorney general in the first term of President Trump's administration, I think is very likely.
Understand, the president inherited a system that likes to give no one anything. I often say that the most highly classified thing there is anywhere in Washington is embarrassment.
This attorney general, unfortunately, has been disengaged for his entire tenure as attorney general, with the exception of his work on bringing down the gangs and enforcing our immigration law.
They have allowed all the crimes against Trump, all the crimes against America, all the illegal spying, all the illegal warrants, all the fake Russiagate garbage. They've indicted three members of the House to try to win the election for stuff that's not even criminal. Flying their daughter's pet rabbit, buying members of the staff dinner on campaign funds, totally normal. When Obama laundered $84 million, it's all unfolding.
As evidence on Hillary continues to pile up, like it recently did after Judicial Watch uncovered even more fumbling with our national security, it is abundantly clear there isn't any justice being...
That's right. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Jones.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
They're never going to remove him. That's crazy. That's too far.
This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Trump's election and Alex Jones' popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo.
You have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned.
Social media censorship.
Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censors our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election.
And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it off.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash big tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
69 days. Huge breaking news coming up. But first, this is why they hate us. This is why they want to shut us down.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
There are those of us who absolutely understand that you
never defeat the human spirit. No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
You fools and priests, I spit upon your fire.
Babylon, this year,
religion ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group et al.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you can no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
CNN. And this is the InfoWar.
Paul Watson has done something very, very special that he and I worked on yesterday that he hammered out this morning. And if you want to win the war against the globalists, if you want to defeat the New World Order, you want to flood every talk show with this, you want to flood the White House, you want to flood every member of Congress and every member of your state legislature. It is now being reported by Politico. The president is looking at Sherman Antitrust Act Section 2. Unfair trade practices, discrimination, racketeering. Oh, and I forgot, lying to Congress. They had the presidents and vice presidents of the tech companies say that no one's being shadow banned. We have executives from those companies caught on tape saying it is. And I'm told more tapes are coming out. But everyone held back so they could lie to Congress. The report's on InfoWars.com. Oh, and it's coffin nails to tyranny. The social media purge of conservatives is a giant election meddling scheme. If you want to defeat the globalist, you go to InfoWars.com and you hammer this report out to the four corners of this planet. Six 69 days, ladies and gentlemen, 69 days until the most important election in world history. The planet is at a crossroads. It is undoubted. The globalists are trying to shut this nation down. We are struggling as hard as we can to expose their operations. It is a neck and neck battle, ladies and gentlemen, neck and neck. All right, coming up next segment, I am going to get into information that is just staggeringly important to the future of this country and to winning these midterms and the fact that the Democrats are trying to manipulate the outcome of the election. And I'm going to go through the fact that we should be rejoicing, that it's an amazing, amazing time to be alive right now, in that Trump is awake to the censorship, to the total attack on our free civilization, and is fighting back, and you're fighting back, and this broadcast, and DrudgeReport.com, this broadcast, our audience who are activists, and DrudgeReport.com, we're the only group in any prominent way in the last year showing how InfoWars was being set up for takedown, and then everybody else will be taken down right after us, which is now happening. So thank God for that. And, you know, our prayers are definitely being answered, but, you know, God helps those that help themselves. So thank you all. We're not over the hump yet, but we are rolling this boulder up, and you can see the top. I mean, this is a big, big deal. The main article I'm going to read is on InfoWars.com. The social media purge of conservatives is a giant election meddling scheme. Now, I know you know that. But the public is slow to pick up on this, and it's massive, it's coordinated, and they've all perjured themselves to Congress because we have the WikiLeaks with Facebook and Google colluding for Hillary and saying they delivered the election to her. And then we have them lying about shadow banning and lying about everything else, and they're still doing it. And now the CEO of Google is refusing to testify. So that's all coming up. But first, I didn't get to this yesterday, so I want to air it now because it's important. It's Mark Penn, political strategist and pollster, warned Silicon Valley censorship could have big influence on the elections. And you're like, that's Tucker Carlson. You're like, Alex, we know this. I know, but the president watches Tucker Carlson. It's having an effect, and now the media is trying to spin it, the controlled media, that Trump's crazy. That's the CNN headline yesterday. Trump conspiracy theory thinks the news is gamed and Google manipulates search results. The first 20, 30, 40 pages are nothing but anti-Trump, anti-Alex Jones, anti-America, telling us the economy isn't good, you name it. I mean, it's crazy. And the president is absolutely right about this in a big way. There it is, debunking Donald Trump's latest conspiracy theory on Google. Even CNN reporters that have called for me and everybody else to be banned that they don't agree with, then the same reporter the next day writes articles saying, we're insane, it doesn't exist. To just change the subject back onto, is it true? Is it happening? Remember all the years? Oh, there's no world government. Oh, there's no plan to break up the family. There's no plan to do this and that. And then you'd have all their documents, all their admissions. You'd have them at UN meetings admitting it, EU meetings. It's crazy. I mean, this is like going to the zoo and you see an elephant and you go, there's an elephant. And your parents go, no, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're like, well, that's big ears, that's a trunk, it's gray, it's walking around, it's big. That looks like a tiger over there. It's got black and orange stripes and weighs 1,000 pounds or whatever. And you're like, nope, it's not a tiger. Go ahead and climb in there and grab by the tail and see what happens. But I want to play this Tucker Carlson piece right now, really uninterrupted, because it's so important. Here it is.
I'm fascinated by the Alex Jones story because it was Alex Jones. Almost no conservatives rose to his defense because the idea was, well, Alex Jones, ew, yuck. But it's not really about Alex Jones, is it? It's about the idea that companies can make it impossible for your voice to be heard. Is that a precedent we should be comfortable with?
Well, I really think you have to be worried about big tech becoming big brother.
Yes.
Because these used to be neutral platforms that said, we're open to free expression, that's our core value. And now they've said, well, not so much. With particularly Facebook hiring 10,000 new censors on top of another 10,000 and having roving censoring bots looking for content. Look, I never read Alex Jones, but here's somebody with millions of followers, publicly accountable for his speech, operating within Supreme Court standards, yanked from the media. That's a surprise to me. That says that these platforms are no longer as open as they presented themselves to be.
And it's not just him. There are many like him who've been yanked, lesser known, but still. So this has political implications. You ran and managed campaigns for so long. This must have occurred. A lot of our political debate takes place on social media platforms. So if they clamp down on one side of the debate, why wouldn't that influence an election's outcome?
Well, obviously it could have a big influence on elections, increasingly because where people turn for their news is that they look at the news feeds that are run by the major social media companies. And so they're more powerful than any TV station, more powerful than Fox.
Yes, they
are. Because of the amount of time that people spend, and it's a funnel. So if you're not at the top, you don't get seen. And so in the past, they had some neutral ways of doing this, but now they've increasingly applied still more mysterious algorithms plus individual censors. And remember, they're private platforms, they say, so they're not actually subject to the First Amendment unless we get some legislation here that says free speech is an internet right.
It's totally meaningless. If I own a toll road, I can't say anyone of a certain race can't drive on my toll road. And so they're not actually fully private companies. We have a public interest, I would say, in keeping them free and open. Why aren't, if you cared about the integrity of our elections, why isn't Congress acting?
I don't know why Congress isn't acting. Part of it is because to stand up to a social media company means you could have 5 million people on your doorstep the next day. So I think there's been a lot of intimidation in Congress instead of bipartisan agreement that, hey, we cannot have this kind of regulation of speech where whoever runs one of the big platforms can pick out speech, which speech goes and which speech doesn't. Not when they've been exempted from the libel laws, when they've been set up as open platforms, and they now become media companies instead. And that's exactly what's happened. They become media companies that take ads on the media that they run, and they have editors and algorithms and bots that run it.
I really believe that 10 years from now, this segment, what you just said, will be seen as prescient. I mean, I think it's a big story that's being ignored by virtually everyone for reasons I don't fully understand. Maybe you're right, it's cowardice, but it shouldn't be.
Mark Penn is a former top strategist for the Clintons, and he's a classical liberal, and you heard him say, Jones is held to the standard. You can take him to court. But he's being selectively hit, and it's setting the precedent where they have their cake and eat it, too. They say they're a big platform, like a commons. They say they're a monopoly. They're given that protection under federal law, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, Safe Harbor, DMCA, a bunch of other things. I know I live under it with InfoWars.com. We're commenters on InfoWars. I'm not liable for what they say. So they're now, though, having their cake and eating it, too. And they're having all these former Democrats come in and censor and control. And then what they do is they build a straw man of what I've said, that, ooh, it's this Alex Jones, yuck, he's a bad guy, and then smother the real Alex Jones so I can't respond to what they're doing. And as Tucker said, what you just heard was pure veritas. That's what's going on, and it can deliver 5 million votes easily to the Democrats and steal these elections for the illegal aliens, folks voting in the names of dead people. This is the 2018 issue. If Trump doesn't get on top of this, we're going to lose.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, and shudder from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining power. Couture in the summer of rage, they're building mass graves within the states. You and I, they'll vaccinate.
All right. There's a way to beat the globalist, but people have to be serious, and they have to be adults, and they have to know what's going on. And they have to understand the true criminal nature of the Democrats and the foreign corporations and the communist Chinese that empower them. These are the most psychotic, sociopathic, vicious, hateful, dishonorable, dishonest, truly wicked people who hate America and hate your family and just viciously have a total will to dominate and run your life. They are eugenicists, to destroy the family, to make you totally depressed, to take everything away from you, and then put you into a virtual reality where they can steal your soul. They are completely turned over to what can only be called the devil. Whether you believe in that as a spiritual force or an archetype, it's real. It's going on. They're setting up a world government plan. They're bringing in a one world government mark of the beast with digital control, where if you don't play by their rules, you have a world social score, and then either you are devalued on that social score until you starve to death on the street and everyone else shuns you through peer pressure, and you starve to death. That is now being announced by Facebook, that they are launching the Communist Chinese social score. I was the first person in modern history on a wide scale who was prominent to be shadow banned and to have the Western governments promote it as a good thing and then to be completely depersoned. First, they demonized me to set the precedent, to build a straw man to get you to go along with it so that you would shun me. And then as soon as within a week and a half of people not raising a big alarm except for Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson and the president, it happened to tens of thousands of prominent people, and now it's being reported millions of conservatives, libertarians, nationalists. You can't say something pro-Trump. You can't say something pro-gun. You can't say something pro-America. Ninth Circuit's ruled you can't wear American flags in public schools on the West Coast. They mean business across every level. So they're here. The mark of the beast is now here. World government is now here in your face with a scientific one world system using a digital mark of your internet ID that will be biometrically based on face scans and hand scans. Mark of the head, mark of the hand. 2,000 years later, coming true. No one can deny it. Prophecy is being fulfilled. And it also says the church will fall away and will accept the mark of the beast. Most people will accept the mark of the beast because they'll believe, you know, that it isn't actually happening. Because the churches aren't churches. They've been federalized. They've been globalized. They've been put under 501c3, so they won't tell you. In fact, I predict soon the people will be taking communion and giving to the offering plate with a hand scan. Mark my words, within 2 years, you will see people. In fact, I bet it's already going on. I never thought of that. Search engine, church takes digital payments with biometrics. That people will go into church and go zzz, zzz, just like at the airport. Everyone's being conditioned to do it. Sweden now, to get on public transit, people are taking microchips to get on buses and trains. Soon they're saying that's the only way you'll be allowed to get on is with that. Oh, it stops all the crime. Oh, it's a great thing. ABC News, CBS News, NBC News are all, hey, everyone will soon have a mark. Everyone will soon have to put down their hand or have a face scan to buy or sell. Facebook is using face scanning for a decade now all over the country to tie it into your bank account to control everything. Google, the driverless cars, robots making hamburgers, robots, killing lionfish in the Mediterranean, killing lionfish in the Caribbean, robots doing everything. This is the program. This is the operation. Oh, there it is. Three ways churches can use biometrics to increase security. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. They've got them to get in the door and they've got them to make their payments. So sure enough, I guess they're giving their offering plates up with that system. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening. And everything you do is already tracked. And it's beyond Big Brother. And now you can have world leaders in the future projected 20, 30, 50 feet high in towns, commons, as giant holograms speaking to you and telling you about the world government. The Bible says there'll be 20 and 30 foot holograms in the world capitals, in Jerusalem, in Rome, in other areas of the world leader, and the beast, this logo creature that's described like a machine, basically like Megatron. That's how the Bible describes it, this big metal angel creature will be projected everywhere in the world at the same time and will tell you to submit. It'll have all the high technology, life extension. It'll have everything. You've just got to get down and worship it and accept its politics and do what it says, and it's going to watch you omnipresently, artificially with the tech, to make sure you submit. And if you don't submit, well, you'll be downgraded. And at first, it'll be easy to get a 5-star. You don't have to do much. But soon it'll be more and more and more, and then very few will have 5 stars. It'll be totally coveted, the new Hollywood power. Even world leaders won't have 5 stars. Oh, but people that do will be like Dalai Lama-like people, worshipped. Oh, you want that 5-star, don't you? Because if you don't have it, you'll be cut off from the entertainment, jobs, everything. This is their system. And we've been warned thousands of years ago. If you read Ezekiel and you read Daniel and you read Revelation, all written within 3,000 years of themselves, Ezekiel says these big rings of fire come down and land, and these dudes with blue helmets on, that's how it's described in the Hebrew, come up and they tell them, they say, take this. And then they take this thing they're told, and then it downloads all the information into them, and they all said the same thing. World government, marks in the hands, marks in the head, don't take it. Once you all get rigged up to this, it's going to start exterminating everybody. Well, let's just say the Bible's not true. I'm not saying that, but just for the sake of argument, what is it then? Because it's being built. Now, let me just throw this in here. For now, you can still go to InfoWarsStore.com, even though they're trying to take our payment processors and bankrupt us and shut us down and sue us into oblivion with fake lawsuits. We first broke the social credit scores 5 years ago. You can still go to InfoWarsStore.com, though, and you can buy products that are excellent and still fund our operation during this critical time while people now know we were right. They're now listening more than ever. The ridicule, the demonization, the fake news attacks every day aren't slowing us down. And so we just want to be strong through the finish, whatever God's plan is. And that means capital to continue on and expand. Because if we don't expand, we'll be contracting and then they're winning. And we're neck and neck whether they're going to win right now. So it's really up to you to get great products you need, to sign up for auto ship so they get reshipped to you. You can cancel any time. Get 10% off additionally at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping on order $50 or more. We have the ultimate bone broth. 50% off. Never done that before. It's very close to what it cost to produce it, $19.95. But I got a giant order of it in, and I want people to try it who haven't tried it and see the amazing benefits of true bone broth with the chaga mushroom, the turmeric, the bee pollen, and so much more. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And it's our new formulation of Ultimate Bone Broth. It's even better than the last one. We have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest out there, 95%. So many things turmeric does. This is the best you're going to find at a great price, 2-month supply. It's 50% off, even though it's about to sell out. So that special will end within days.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't like to speak ill of the dead, but I've been on air for 24 years. Been on radio for 23. And I have been following John McCain's evil career. The open borders, the gun control, the lying, the swindling SNLs, the funding ISIS, Al-Qaeda, covering up for the Clintons, just a monstrous person. And he's everything wrong with this country, a horrible blue blood neocon of the very worst ilk. His father, his grandfather, horrible corrupt people, all involved in big swindling scandals. McCain comes from a crime family. I know his last name isn't, you know, Capone, but it's unbelievable. And they during the break, I was back in the break room and getting a glass of water. And they had him from 2012 going, when you malign someone and say bad things about them, it's wrong. You should never do it. He was always there to make sure corruption could continue on. and he'd cuss at people and tell them to go to hell and all these things. And that's not the real reason he was a bad guy. The guy was famously an out-of-control egomaniac tyrant who would then say, remember a couple years ago, he said to Rand Paul, you're a Russian agent because you're not voting to expand war in Ukraine. He said, I call for that senator to be investigated as a Russian agent. I mean, give me a break, McCain. You covered up for Hillary. You covered up for her and Uranium One and Mueller with the tarmac meetings. You people are sick freaks. And then the Democrats always hated him before until he started worshiping Obama publicly. They didn't realize he was a shill for them all along. And I am just so sick of everyone fawning after him and like, oh, saying great things about him. It's a lie. So McCain's spirit has gone wherever it's gone. And I'm not glad he died. I don't wish any ill upon him. But man, it's getting really, really sick. You know, when the whole mainstream media and the whole culture in Hollywood worships you, you know you're a bad guy. What did Christ say? All those that hate me love death. And if you love me, the world's going to hate you. That doesn't mean I'm on some high horse, that I'm some preacher, I'm some Pharisee telling you, you know, if you've done this or that, you're going to hell. God judges the heart. I'm simply talking about good and evil and the fact that if you're trying to be a good person and really help other people and really tell the truth, instead of just virtue signaling like these monsters do, the world will come after you. So if the world loves you, you know you're doing bad. If the establishment, when we talk about the world, we mean Bill Clinton, Peter Strzok, Harvey Weinstein, Queen Elizabeth II. When those folks like you and everything's beautiful and everything's nice and you're all around these other fake people, you're losing your soul. Now, I do want to take the calls again today. We'll be doing that coming up later in the next hour. And I do have a ton of clips and news that I haven't even gotten to yet that is of extreme importance. But I've been hammering for several months internet censorship ahead of the midterms. I've been hammering it because I believe it was the central issue and no one was really talking about it. Thanks. Again, I keep going back to this because it's so critical to DrudgeReport.com and you, the audience. And I mean that equally to Matt Drudge and to the audience. Thank you all. We really appreciate you being smart, having common sense, standing up for yourself and us, and having self-preservation instincts. So thank God you're not cowards as well. So it is this audience, it is this crew in this building, it is you, the supporters of this broadcast, it's our local AM and FM stations, UHF, VHF, and cable. You are the reason we were able to punch this story out. I was deplatformed for it. I was the first person on a large scale, unpersoned. And I'm quite frankly not glad it happened, but I'm proud it happened. Because I'm so effective, and you're so effective, and we're so effective together, this happened. And now it is the big story. I said I'd get to it this segment last, but I went into some other issues. I got into McCain this segment. I will start of the next hour, get into this huge group of incredibly positive news. Trump is looking at Sherman Antitrust Act Section 2. He's looking at tech giants' perjury to Congress. He's also looking at the WikiLeaks and their own admissions that they're working with the Democrats and, quote, that Facebook and Twitter are, quote, owned by the Democratic Party. Those are statements that, you know, they're owned by them. And that's them talking to each other. Oh, you know you own us. You know we're 100% behind you. And we already saw the censorship 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. We already saw that and witnessed it all. And so people have to understand that it's on. And so you've done a great job. But if you really want to get this to every talk show host you know, and just fill the inbox of Congress, go to your congressman or woman's meetings when they're back in the district, which many of them are right now campaigning, and hand them this report and say, listen, I know you get handed a lot of stuff, but whoever stands up for this is going to save the country, win the midterms, and be a hero. I had Matt Gaetz briefed right before he had those hearings, and I said, if you green light and say you're just private companies, do whatever you want, they're going to totally start censoring right after. Gaetz didn't listen. Now he says he's wrong, and I'll leave it at that. That's good. But, I mean, Gaetz would have been presidential material if he would have been the champion up front and then Trump picking it up. he'd just be movie star level, which is great. These guys don't listen. Daddy's a billionaire. You know, Gates is a smart guy, but Daddy kind of got him the seat and everything. And so he doesn't need to listen to, you know, Jones from Texas when, you know, Roger Stone briefs him on stuff or we get him information. Now, I'm not being arrogant. I just want to win. Now Gates is like, you're right, I was wrong. Well, good, Gates. I'm glad you know that now. So they got more hearings coming up next month. Don't play patty cake with these trillion-dollar companies. They are absolutely gutting this country up one side and down the other and engaged in racketeering and Sherman Antitrust Act violations and unfair trade practices and fraud and discrimination and just anything. I mean, it's I've had top law firms look at it. With all their own admissions and Senator Warner, Mark Warner and Senator Wyden and Senator Murphy's admissions in this stay-behind office, you know, like the office of the post office, pretty big, huh? Obama set up an office under the Defense Authorization Act 2017, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, named after the former senator, not the current one, and they lay the whole plan to shut everybody down and take over. People keep asking, Jones, how do you, I have the Pentagon call me up and others, they say, Jones, how are you continually, how do you know all this? And I'm like, they're writing white papers. Do all of you people just pretend you do research? I talk to generals, I talk to former CIA section chiefs, I'm not bragging, and like, I know more than they do. You know why? Because they're taking care of their grandkids or their kids or they're playing golf and they just kind of, you know, bitch and complain and watch Fox News. Man, I'm not doing that, okay? Matt Drudge isn't doing that. Matt Drudge has been running his own operations for 20-something years. He's built it himself. He knows how things work. So do I. Matt Drudge has all the sources in the Supreme Court, the White House, foreign governments. Matt Drudge is a world traveler. I'll leave it at that. He knows. And let me tell you, I don't want to be the only one up here with Matt Drudge that knows all this. It's very frustrating. Breitbart's starting to get it with their computer scientists and top folks. A lot of lawyers are getting it. You heard former head Clinton strategist earlier with Tucker Carlson and going, no, this is a total takeover. They're going to steal the election. Republicans ought to be really concerned. I mean, they can deliver with just a couple days of Facebook turned over to Democrats, 5 million extra votes. And that's to counter the huge Republican red wave tsunami. They're panicked by that. The red wave's coming in. So they're trying to totally up the censorship and, you know, double voting and everything else to counter that. And it's not going to work. But Trump had a huge wave in 2016. But they had such election fraud and stole at least six states that the wave almost hit the seawall and almost didn't go over. But psh, some did. And just that little bit turned the country back around. So, and by the way, the left all brags how they control everything. So it's on. And now that Trump spotlighted it, they go, oh, that's insane. It's a conspiracy theory. It's crazy. So the article's on Infowars.com. Get out to everybody. The social media purge of conservatives is a giant election meddling scheme. We're going to add a few of my videos that I've been breaking this down on as well into that. We have my emergency briefing to the president from Saturday. That's probably good to add that I did on Twitter. But I mean, look, it's up to you to get this out. The president's getting it, and others are getting it. We have to get a crash course in this now. Vamanos. What does Speedy Gonzalez say? What does Speedy Gonzalez say? Can't remember now, he says. Undelay. Arriba. Undelay. Arriba. It's kind of fun to do that. But most of the Republicans are like, I am Slowpoke Gonzalez. I do not know. Infowarsstore.com. Get some great t-shirts. Get some of the great supplements. Help fund the operation. Stick your thumb in the eye of Soros and that pig demon Hillary. Please support us. We need the support. Infowarsstore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ramming speed, baby! Full power!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I'll roll for 40 days. Last night, a little ride, put me in
I know that may not sound good to somebody. That sounds good to my ears right there. All right, let's get serious here. I don't really know how to put it or say it, but a lot of people think this is all a virtual reality deal, and now even top bankers and globalists, they say, oh, so there's some outside force that's making everything a virtual reality and a simulation, and that the different telescopes and different systems they've got that measure dark matter, there's NASA papers, you name it, saying that indeed there's a power source much greater than what we see in our own matter holding this universe together. The whole Big Bang theory and the rest of it is just that, a theory. It's kind of like Total Recall. He goes in to plug in. He's having a boring life. It's a Philip K. Dick. It's based on a Philip K. Dick book, isn't it? And then all of a sudden, he's a secret agent, and he's killing all these guys and taking these people out and saving Mars and activating the ancient reactors to terraform it. And is he crazy or is it real? You don't know. But to be sitting here and putting out the reports that I know go to the president, he goes to his lawyers that don't want to tell him all this because they're scared. They go, yes, sir, that's true. Sherman Antitrust Act, Section 2, unfair trade practices, racketeering, election violations, it's Federal Elections Commission, billions of dollars of funding is what the big tech is doing by blocking all conservatives and all people basically communicating with each other. It violates the First Amendment, violates civil rights. It's amazing. And then I just kind of sit back and go, is this even real? I'm on a planet orbiting a sun. I go out too long, it burns my skin. I can see meteors at night. There's all this incredible, beautiful stuff all around our world. My children, my wife, the audience, this operation. I mean, are you real? And you know what? We are the third dimension. And God says this is a third dimensional simulation, but done with RNA, with DNA, that it's a spiritual experience manifesting a real virtual reality that's so real, it's actually third dimensional. The planet's real, our bodies are real, but there is a spirit within us. And the globalists know that. And they know our spirit broadcasts the ideas and the thoughts and the dreams we have. So they put out evil broadcasts trying to get us to resonate with that, to then buy into the nightmare, to then manifest hell on earth. Because that's what these demons, these creatures, these marooned spirits want. And that's what the Bible says. That's what every other culture says. And that's what the globalists believe. None of the globalists, and I've run into a lot of them, Hollywood, you name it, none of them are atheist. They are all either Luciferian or Satanist or into the occult, or they believe in the earth being seeded by aliens, and those aliens are interdimensionally communicating with them, and they believe they have to reduce world population as a sacrifice to ascend to the heavens, a.k.a. what we've seen going on with 2001 Space Odyssey. And so, the Mark of the Beast is here, world government's here, and it's a simulation, but it's not. But it's been proven. It's all held together artificially by a much more powerful force, and it's here for us to experience consciousness and free will. Because if you're God, the one thing you don't have is something separate from you that's conscious as its own little universe in its mind. And that's us. That's our spirits, our own little universes.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Every human soul is its own universe with unlimited potential. God creating independent, sentient creatures with souls, with spirits, that are able to have the choice of free will. Built in the image of God as little creators, not big creators. That is the ultimate power of the Supreme Being, and would be the logical move would be to create something completely new that had its own free will, but in an embryonic level, to then experience the universe for itself. Probably even in a way where the creator experienced the universe through the processes to rediscover that. But then you have to ask the question that my 10-year-old daughter about 2 weeks ago at the dinner table looked at me and said, Dad, but if there was nothing, there would be nothing. So what was there before God? And I remember when I was a young child, right through until I was a teenager and I stopped having the dream, almost every night I had this dream, amongst others. I have lots of dreams every night, hundreds and hundreds, the whole worlds, whole times, whole lifetimes, some of them. Whole families, peoples, it just goes on and on. It's incredible. I mean, who says that world isn't more real than this world? And those are the crystal visions. I'll keep my visions to myself, as one line from a rock song says. But think about that. God is all-powerful. God is all-encompassing, timeless and endless. But then we are independent, sentient creatures who are able to have free will or subvert our free will and hand it over to these other fallen, failed creatures that decided not to go through the hierarchy, not to ascend through the long, arduous process, but to decided to just try to rule their fallen third and second dimension positions. And they want to kill, they want to destroy, they want to mutate, they want to hurt innocents, they want to hurt children, because that's the image of purity and potential. As Gandhi said, each person's soul is the seed of the universe. And that's another way of saying we are all our own universe of potential of what we can do in this universe that is only a launch pad for the unlimited developments and unlimited discoveries and unlimited love that we can have together with other sentient, conscious, eternal, everlasting spirits. And that's the whole of everything. And the enemy is constantly trying to keep you, as one of my producers said, he made a great point, up in the cerebral distractions and fear-based system of the day so that you're not aware of the greater universe. And so that you can basically be locked in to the Madison Avenue and the TV and the Hollywood and the whole Times Square artificiality that they're trying to suck us in. There's that famous Zuckerberg photo from a few years ago that Drudge always posts that has the Facebook employees all dutifully sitting bent over like subhumans with VR goggles on, virtual reality, hunched over their keyboards, looking at the virtual reality that Zuckerberg is projecting them into, making them submit to, making them excel in his own little ugly universe that he controls where he can play God, and he walks bipedally through that crowd. Think you search engine, just Zuckerberg auditorium virtual reality, and it'll come up. But that photo tells a trillion words. It's all very funny to them. This is the great goal. And all the studies show, and all the tech heads even admit, because I got to tell you, metaphysically, this is hurting you. It's depressing you. It's dumbing you down. It's destroying your creativity. It's sapping you. It's draining you. But still, you can't help it. But then we inject into the matrix here daily, trying to reach you. And they were arrogant and tried to spin what we said and did and tried to turn it around against us, but it didn't work. So finally they said, ban him completely. Send him to the Phantom Zone. And let it be a lesson to all the rest of them. You shut up about the topics Alex Jones covers or we will destroy you. We will tell elaborate lies and frauds about you every day. We will come after your family. We will bankrupt you. We will destroy you if you don't submit to us. Well, that's slavery. And that doesn't intimidate me. But the average empty person, so scared of death, so scared, trying to hold on to everything, is scared because in their spirit, they know they've made the wrong decisions. But then the system has control of their cerebral cortex and only one small part of their consciousness. And it's saying, you feel that fear, you feel that you're not fulfilled, follow us deeper down the pit, down the black hole. We will give you fulfillment, but you've got to take our hand. And they get scareder and scareder and scareder, and they say, you're scared of Trump. You're scared of Alex Jones. Come deeper with us. And they're like, I'm even more scared. I know, but trust us. Just keep holding on to my hand until everything you are and everything you've ever been is under my control. Give me your consciousness. Give me your creativity. Give me your dreams and your heart and your soul and your fears and everything you are. And believe as I believe and say as I say and repeat what I am. Replicate me. Join with my consciousness and subvert yourself to me. And I will give you the stars. I will give you fulfillment. I know you follow me long and things only get worse. But that is for only so long. Once you're in the deeper water, it will be bliss. At the heart of a dead star forever. The cold so great for eternity. Destroyed. That is their only power, is destroying the will and the consciousness that you are, and keeping you from exercising your free will and going through the fear and going through the challenges. And then as soon as you do that, you're so fulfilled, you're like, oh my God, how did I not see this earlier? And then you aren't depressed because you're not part of the system. You're depressed because you know you're losing your family. And you're losing people you cared about. And when they look at you and manifest that hatred and that evil, it hurts your feelings. Because you care about them and they smile back at you and you watch them through progression go from being depressed, sad people to running that demonic, smiling, jack-o'-lantern face, joker face of just, I'm in charge and it feels good and I'm doing what I want and I'm in make-believe land and woo, yeah. Ah, they're gone. Their soul was consumed, rewritten, diseased, destroyed forever, blown out the airlock. They thought they were rising, they were falling. And the average person going into this lower dimensional overwrite thinks that it's an exhilarating feeling as they're falling away from God, falling into a black hole. And they're like, whoa, this is quite a feeling as they fall. And as they get closer and closer to their oblivion, there's a satanic euphoria that overtakes them. And then they are disintegrated. And many of them are walking around who are completely gone. Husk, through which evil light shines through. Unconscious of how twisted and evil they are. I saw a Democrat today on TV while I was working out. And I didn't say his name. And I said, that guy looks like the biggest psychopathic evil person I've ever seen. And Pat Riley was working me out. And he goes, yeah, I bet it's a Democrat. And then we pulled it up. It was the California Attorney General. I go, oh, my God. I mean, he just flames evil and fraud and totally being turned over. I mean, it's an avatar. It's off-world crap is in that guy. And you know it. And then you look up his record. He wants everything free for illegal aliens to bankrupt the country. He's an actual agent against humanity.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
They're never going to remove him. That's crazy. That's too far.
This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo.
You have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned.
Social media censorship.
Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censors our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election.
And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it off.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
69 days, ladies and gentlemen, from the most important election in world history. A referendum on the return of America, the return of the Republic. All the enemies, foreign and domestic, are lined up, giving their full energy, their full hate, their full will, and their quest to control your hearts and minds. I'm honored to be here. But I got to tell you, I'm beyond on the edge of my seat. I am in the arena fighting as hard as I can. Stumbling, but having victory thanks to your support. We're all in this together. I've told you that I intend to open the phones up more. And I intend to go to your calls quicker and get to more of them. The problem is we can take up to 100 phone calls at once. So we'll get like 20 of you on the line, and I'll end up getting to 10 of you. But I'm going to try to go to as many people as I can on this one subject. And I want to give folks a chance to call in as first-time callers. So first-time callers on the subject of, what does Trump need to do to stop the internet censorship? What would you like to see him do? What do you expect him to do? And what are you going to do to make sure that buzz gets going to Congress, to talk radio, at city council meetings, PTA meetings? I don't care where you can have a forum, Lions Club, your Masonic Club, your Catholic Church, your Buddhist temple, whatever the case is, if you don't want to be under radical Islam, if you don't want to be under globalism, if you like prosperity and you want America and you like the success and you like Trump and you like yourself, you need to get involved. So what are you going to do? I want to hear what Trump needs to do, what I need to do, what you need to do. I want to hear ideas. Every little bit counts. You know, I saw an article in some publication this morning. It was about Reddit. And it was talking about, maybe it was Slate or something. Look it up. But it was, this is one place Alex Jones won't be banned. And it showed a subreddit about cars with InfoWars bumper stickers on them. And the left is just saying, gosh, we can't stop people doing this on the street. Absolutely. Nobody can stop you from printing off a poster that says InfoWars.com, forbidden information. In fact, I'll tweet that out next segment. We'll find those posters and tweet them out at Real Alex Jones. No one can stop you from in your own printer or going to Kinko's, printing them up color, printing up 1,000 of those, going out at night, sticking them on poles everywhere where everybody else puts stuff up. And there'll be a big event the next day. The news is like, Alex Jones is all over town. It's fun to do that. I'm willing to sacrifice my life for this. Let's have some fun with it. And InfoWars is now the standard of free speech. It's now the example. It's now the world leader in it. That's because of you. It isn't about credit, but I want you to get it in your head. It's not Alex Jones. It's not even this great crew. We're part of it with you. You, the millions of listeners, is who they fear. That's why they want us shut down, because it's a place for you to talk and get more information and to come together. It's a place where you're validated. It's a place where you get aid and succor. It's a place where you get people that aid and abet you. It's a place where you have family. It's a place where you know you're not alone. When you're pressured and attacked and demonized and persecuted, it makes me feel so good knowing you're out there when they lie about me and do terrible things on a daily basis, because I know we're in this together and I love you and I appreciate you. So the toll-free number to join us, which is 69 days out, and as long as you get to my topic of what should Trump do, how should we counter it, what are you going to do, what should I do, you can get into it. False flags clearly are coming to blame us. They've got that all pre-programmed, saying we're about to attack them and we're not, lying about us. How do we counter that? But let's get into that first big topic. Then you can throw something else out. But I want to give each person a minute. I want to comment for 30 seconds and move to the next person. And I used to be good at taking calls, and I've gotten a little bit better. But everybody knows that I'm long-winded. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Now, that number, 877-789-2539. And I apologize, when you get on the line, we'll probably never get to everybody because the phone system. One time in a two-hour show, it was a Sunday show, we had 3,000 or 4,000 calls. So we have a digital system, we can see it. Now, a lot of folks were calling back, but I mean, nobody gets calls like this. But the problem is that I can never get to them, and the folks that will be on hold kind of fall asleep. And then, so that's why we want to move through your calls quickly. I think I'm going to start doing something where I maybe take 6-7 calls, get them on the board, close the phone system again so you can't call, take those, reopen it. That way it's all fresh and nobody ever holds more than 30 minutes. That's what I'd like to do. Now, I've been talking about it. I haven't gotten into the report yet. I will briefly do it when we come back, and then I'll go to your calls. The social media purge of conservatives is a giant election meddling scheme. Why am I harping on this? Because we've got the president's ear. Congress is moving. I have Kudlow coming up next segment saying they're looking at all the options. I know little folks, that little birds that had dinner with Kudlow in New York 5 days ago. And I'll just stop there. So let me just tell you, I'm not about access. I'm not about Hollywood. I'm not about being in D.C. I'm not about being close to power. I want to build my own thing. Okay? But they try to block me on the internet, and I'm like, you didn't know I can just get on the telephone or I can make a few calls to any member of Congress that's a Republican I want who isn't a globalist. I mean, if I have to call people and send them stuff by courier, I will. And guess what? When I do it personally, it's much better than me just on air talking about it. So now, more and more, I'm going home at night after the kids go to bed at like 8, 9 o'clock, or I'm letting them watch a movie, and I go into my office, and I got 10 people every night I call, different people. And I call them, and I have a talk with them. And I say, you got 600 radio stations. I really need you to do this for yourself and your family. You got 500 radio stations. You got 300 radio stations. You're a congressman. Do what you need to do. Why can't you see this? Well, they're big tech. They got a lot of money, and I'm not sure, you know, really. I mean, you got the one that's got to do it. Do it! The games are over. And if I got to step into the leadership role here when nobody else will, I've just been trying to, like, warn people like Paul Revere, and then no one wants to become George Washington. Well, if I got to be George Washington, I will. But we got a George Washington, don't we? He's called Donald John Trump. So I need Paul Revere's to get the message out. And I love you, and I appreciate you. That said, our problems are basically solved if you flood us with money. And we've got just enough coming in to barely expand with the lawsuits and the crap. And we're winning, but we need fuel in the war. We need ammo. So commit. And I want to thank you who have committed to go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139. We have Super Silver Gel, FDA approved for over-the-counter, the best tested system for your body. Once you have a scratch, once you don't have a scratch, it means before or after. It's amazing to have in your arsenal. 25% off. That sale's about to end. Ultimate Turmeric Bodies. That's selling out. 50% off. I'm still keeping the special up there. Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Our new, even stronger formula. 50% off because I want you to try it. But all those specials have to end soon. Whatever you do, sign up for auto shipment. Additional 10% off. That way you get discounts. And don't forget to support us. InfoWarsStore.com. I appreciate your help.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I think Google is really taking advantage of a lot of people, and I think that's a very serious thing, and it's a very serious charge. I think what Google and what others are doing, if you look at what's going on at Twitter, if you look at what's going on in Facebook, they better be careful, because you can't do that to people. You can't do it. We have tremendous... We have literally thousands and thousands of complaints coming in, and you just can't do that. So I think that Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population. Okay? Thank you very much, everybody.
It is discriminatory. It violates the Sherman Antitrust Act. And I have a Bloomberg article, CNBC, they're all, I'm going to go to these in a moment, in your phone calls, admitting that the tech giants have been illegally spying on people. They've been discriminating on your income, your race, your religion. They have it all. And then they admit in their own sales perspectives that they're specifically charging you what they think you'll pay for. I mean, a cheeseburger ought to be a cheeseburger. You walk into Whataburger, and you're a white guy, and a double cheeseburger should be $5. And if you're a black guy, it should be $5. If you're a woman, it should be $5. But see, that's not how it works. Amazon and others have been caught, mainly some of the big travel companies, remember? And I noticed this years ago, like, if I bought first class on something, the next time I went back to that, it was like way more, and I learned to clear cookies, and then it'd be like half the price. I'm like, $15,000 first class to England? I paid like $3,000 about 6 months ago, and it's like, clear the cookies, you know, it's $4,000. I'm like, well, I guess I'll pay for that because my back's hurting or whatever. The point is that, and then sure enough, it was in the news, they're gaming it. So these big tech companies are screwing people over seven ways from Sunday. And if they can get the left to all support censorship and what they're doing in the name of fighting Republicans, they love it because they can really then just screw everyone over. We ought to all come together under free speech and under equal opportunity, which is what the Republicans all got passed through Congress, and the Democrats then run around and take advantage of it. You know, my grandfather, my grandmother, they supported desegregation. She was a school teacher. He was a county tax assessor. They were Republicans in East Texas. That's like the South. And they had people threaten them and get mad at them. But it was like they were trying to build people up. They were trying to believe in what Martin Luther King talked about. Now today we're told Republicans are Nazis because people don't have a memory of 5 years ago or a month ago. I mean, CNN, I went to CNN yesterday. And they got articles where all the top Google searches were CNN saying Trump's crazy. There's no tech censorship. Google doesn't censorship. CNN was calling for all of us to be banned, getting us banned. And then days later saying, we're crazy. No one's banning us. CNN, I have a memory. But more importantly, I then showed in a special broadcast that yesterday, that's on Infowars.com and Real Alex Jones on Twitter, all these CNN articles, like 20 of them, saying censor them, take them off the air, don't stop with Alex Jones. And then the very same reporter that said take me off said Trump's crazy, it's not happening. That is beyond dastardly. I think it's stupid. But see, they're trying to break your will. They're trying to train you to accept anything and everything. So now the headlines are everywhere. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, even the Washington Times is Trump right about conservatives being censored and discriminated against? Okay. Is Bill Clinton a rapist? Is the Pacific Ocean west of California? I mean, this is getting downright ridiculous. They're censoring and shadow banning and total banning across the board. They've been lobbying for it. They have all these Democrat House and Senate members saying Jones is only the tip of the iceberg. Ban them all. I want thousands of sites banned. Senator Wyden, Senator Murphy, Senator Warner, who run the thing. And then these arrogant people at Google won't even send their CEO to Congress when he's subpoenaed. So they think you're a bunch of idiots in Congress. They think our listeners are idiots. And they think we're not idiots. We're not idiots, Zuckerberg. And we're sick of it. And I'm tired of you lying about what I said and what I did. Their favorite thing is I'm transphobic. I'm a libertarian. I'm not against anybody as long as they're not hurting kids. What you want to do in your own life, you do. Everyone knows that's what I've always said. It's who I am. They have headlines all over the place. Jones hates the LGBT. Jones. And you know what I've noticed? I'm going to do a special report on this and maybe even a documentary. It's when I criticize pedophilia and the Catholic Church and sexualization of kids by any group, heterosexual, homosexual, I get called homophobic by these publications. And so what they're really saying is the core of the LGBT is run by the P. LGBT. LGBT, lesbian, gay, bi, trans, and then you add the P at the end. Because what happens is, just like they said, I said kill members of the media, never said it, fake headlines. Or anything that I do, they turn around. It's when I criticize sexualization of children, and I say, I don't care if it's in the quote, you know, education, whatever, having drag queens or trans or straight. Imagine if straight guys came. So we're going to teach your three-year-olds their sex might be different and talk to them about sex. You'd go, no way, pervert. Like some dude, hi, at the park. Like to talk to your five-year-old daughter about her sexuality. Maybe she really thinks she identifies as a 20-year-old woman would like to, you know, date me. You'd call the police. But if you say, oh, it's diversity training, then you're not, oh, well, absolutely. if you want to have, you know, a group of men in women's clothing come in and tell kids, you are a girl, but you could be a boy. You're a boy, you could be a girl. I mean, how crazy is this? And then they go, Jones was being transphobic again. And so, I mean, that's really, and people are figuring this out. Now, there's PubMed studies, pedophilia in the gay movement. I mean, if gay people, well, I won't use homosexual, it's heterosexual, scientific term, but I'll use the term you want. It used to be mean just a happy day. If you aren't for pedophilia, then stop lying when I stand up for children and abuse people and saying I'm attacking you and I'm not even thinking about what you're doing in your bedroom. I got my own life. Like, I'm all, oh my God, people are doing something. And then you project onto me all of this. It's pure crud. We'll go to break and come back, but and I promise go to your calls right through the next hour. We're going to go to Willie and Barrett and Kevin and Caleb and Matt and Brian and Joe and Matthew and Wes and a bunch of others when we come back. But the good news is the president's moving against these folks. Real things are happening, and it's because of you getting the word out, and I want to salute all of you. And it's not about thanking people, but you need to know you've done a good job. You spread the word. Keep doing it. We're going over the top here. Thanks to you. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com. Thanks to NewsWars.com. Thanks to InfoWars.com. And the globalists know time and time again, we're the ones that analyze the real globalist operation, expose it, and be able to, you know, basically defeat the globalist. Now, before I go to break and come back with your calls, listen, without you, we're going to be shut down. It's that simple. And we have great books, great videos, great T-shirts, limited edition, made in America, you name it, so much. Every order gets bumper stickers to spread the word. But we need financial support. We don't. The network has sponsors and local stations do, and please support them. We have you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. Or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And without you sponsoring us by getting great products you need at the same time, we won't be here. So if you want to stand with InfoWars against this evil and be part of history, you've been a customer, like the products, come back again. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 10% off on things you're going to reorder, like supplements or Wake Up America, organic, delicious coffee. It's all there, but 50% off Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's an amazing formula, one of the best formulas out there. 50% off, you can't get a better deal. Ultimate Bone Broth, I did a quadruple size order. So we're doing it for $19.95. It's amazing. Find out about its benefits. There's a bunch of other specials as well. 50% off, 40% off, excuse me, on our Ultimate Sleep Formula Knockout. Totally natural. Try it for yourself. Thousands of five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We've got Patriot-style comic books, Alt Hero at InfoWarsStore.com, bumper stickers, so much more. Check it out today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So the globalists want to sabotage the 2018 elections and try to put populism back on its heels. Nice try. Populism's exploding worldwide. The globalists being thrown out across Europe, Latin America, you name it. They're striking back hard. We need a decisive victory now to really demoralize the enemy. Key article on InfoWars.com, and I'm begging everybody to get out to everyone they know. See what we talk about, how we push it over the top? Whoever's going to link to this, it's critical you get it out there, because the social media purge of conservatives is a giant election meddling scheme. Paul Joseph Watson, and it goes through the examples, the admissions, the banning, how they're doing it, how to stop them, what the president needs to do. And you notice now we've got petitions at whitehouse.gov to bring attention to this that tens of thousands just signed since yesterday. Since Paul Watson put up, it's critical. I've retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. Please get that out. Meanwhile, Trump, Facebook, Twitter, Google are treading on very, very troubled territory, thin ice, and they have to be careful. How Trump could hurt Google, Politico, unfair trade practices, Sherman Antitrust Act Section 2, lying to Congress, collusion, market rigging. Everything I told you, the Federal Trade Commission, antitrust, word for word what I told you. Next week's news today. Not bragging. I'm just saying, you think I just play around and act like I know what I'm talking about? I already knew all this, but I checked with three different law firms and other groups. Mike Adams is host of the Fourth Hour. He wrote a report to the president as well. We got to him. White House probes Google after Trump accuses it of bias. Yahoo News, Reuters, accuses it? It's a joke how biased it is. Go look at the search results. They got caught in the WikiLeaks doing it. Now it's 100 times worse, literally. 1,000 times. It's everything censored. Rights group urged no censor Google search for China. Major rights group, AP reports. Oh, remember, this was getting no attention until we covered it, until Drudge covered it, The Intercept. Now they're building a censorship engine. Congress threatened them with espionage in 2010, and they didn't stop helping censor the Chinese people and enslave them. And now it's back in the news. Oh, Google, banning me didn't stop that from coming out, did it? We'll get more into that. We should all be worried about Google's power. New York Post. Senators criticized Google's CEO for declining to testify. Subpoena his ass. Dozens at Facebook unite to challenge its intolerant liberal culture. Study. It's a bunch of liberal bullies. Study affirms Google's search results lean left. WorldNet Daily. Facebook engineers, stunning admission. We tear down posters welcoming Trump supporters. Trump Google news story. CNN claiming Google isn't rigged. Is the top feed. Censored. Now online media companies are suppressing conservative speech. Trump is doing everything he said he'd do. Thank God for Trump. Okay. Now starting now and right through the next hour, your calls interspersed a lot of the breaking news. MSNBC, CNN defend Antifa, claim Trump rationalizes and urges violence when they're the violent ones. And they also say Antifa is black, so saying they're bad is racist, though they're almost all meth head white young people or professors. Our crowds protesting them are way more diverse than theirs, so it's just next level brainwashing. Right now, let's just be Willie, Erica, Barrett, Michael, Kevin, who's been holding the longest out of those folks? Let's go to Willie in Texas. Willie, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, brother.
For everything that you're doing, thanks to the crew. And I just wanted to tell you, the products are great. Been using them for a while. Everyone should give them a shot that's on the fence. They're great stuff. You won't be disappointed. The other thing I'd like to say is you send out the free bumper sticker with every one of those orders. I've taken all your bumper stickers and put magnet stripping on the back. You can get it for $1 at Walmart. You can turn all your InfoWars stickers into magnets. So if you're hesitant to put it on your car because it's a sticker, you can use a magnet. Put it on your way to where you're going. Take it off when you get there if you're worried about it.
Well, that's a smart thing because the left could key you or whatever. If you don't care, that's fine. In conservative areas, you'll get lunch bought for you. Other areas, you might get attacked. In fact, we're going to come out with magnetized bumper stickers very soon at cost. So folks can do that. Put a big old one on the side of your car and then just take it off when you get there and reach hundreds and hundreds of people, if not thousands, on a longer trip. Great idea.
I drive into a major downtown city every day. I notice 9.5 cars don't have bumper stickers, and the ones that do are for opposing viewpoints. And so we have to have our message out there amongst everyone just as much. I would love to drive into town and see Trump stickers and InfoWars stickers and Gateway Pundit stickers. I make magnets for everything at this point, for different news outlets for people to check out. And I change it on the back of my car like I change my tie, whatever I feel like that day or the magnets that I put on. And so it would be great if people would do this. It's a real-world way to spread the message. You won't be censored, and you can be careful of your car, all at the same time.
Well, that's right. I saw a Slate article today, the one place where Alex Jones will never be banned, and they're very upset that all over the country you see Infowars.com bumper stickers, and Reddit's got a whole subreddit on it. So Hillary for President, Infowars.com, Infowars Forbidden Information. And by the way, that's an old bumper sticker. Boy, is it not forbidden information now. So that's a fun article. They absolutely can't stand what people are doing. God bless you, Willie. Great points. Okay, we're going to now go to Erica. That's my wife's name. Erica in Virginia. Erica, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me, Alex.
Welcome.
I had a question about, is it possible for Trump to get, an executive order for Facebook and Google and YouTube to basically abide by the First Amendment and not, censorship everybody?
Well, here's what needs to happen. They need to have Congress informed and be briefed with the info we sent the president and Congress. And they call them in and they go, really, you're not censoring. Here's your own WikiLeaks. Here's your own admissions. Here's your own search results. Here's the studies. Stop lying. Stop perjuring yourself and scare the love of God into these people that they should stop doing it and stop lying about it. They're doing it. They admit they're doing it. But they've been lying to Congress the last few years. And so, yeah, he can do executive orders, Sherman Antitrust. We need to have an Internet Bill of Rights passed. We need real net neutrality because Obama passed laws allowing this. They then repealed them, but then it left it as a wild, wild west. So big tech took that as a thing to just continue on. So, again, we don't want regulation, but then letting them regulate by fiat, letting the EU do these billion-dollar fines of Facebook and others to make them do what the EU wants creates a power vacuum. We need laws saying no foreign manipulation. They claim it's Russian. The Russians can't even put their shoes on, you know, compared to, like, the EU and their censorship over here and Google. And I'm not putting the Russians down. They're just not competent like these global star at this stuff at deception. So Congress needs to wake up now and realize this is a popular issue with the constituency and something that's the whole future of them stopping the globalists throwing them out of office. So, but hey, isn't the good news now? It's the big central issue. You and I and all of us together force this out, Erica.
Yep, been working hard too. So, my other thing was, is it true about, I had read something about China was actually the ones that got into the Hillary Clinton emails, and there was no Russian, well, I know there was no Russian collusion at all.
Well, look, we know from the download that's been admitted that it was downloaded onto thumb drives. It wasn't done to the Russians. It was done by people inside the government. Thanks, Erica. I appreciate your call. These are all great calls. I'm trying to move through everybody here. Let's go ahead and talk to Barrett in California. Barrett in California, addressing fixing net censorship. I mean, it just shows how authoritarian the left is. This should blow up in their face just politically that everywhere they already tried to fix the election for Hillary. It failed. They got caught. And now they've quadrupled down. What do you think we should do, Barrett?
Well, you know, the director of the CIA, William Colby, testified publicly in the 70s that they had hundreds of journalists that were employed by the CIA. And he said that they were some of their greatest assets. So it's kind of naive to think that the CIA's reach has been restricted to just journalists. It goes, they have their tentacles in the tech industry and everything. And even recently, like people like Ken Delanian, who was with the LA Times, now he's with MSNBC, they found that he was sending his stories to the CIA for their approval. And basically just signing his name to whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrote.
Wasn't he the guy that even went after the Webb, who exposed the CIA drug dealing?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And there's others like the former editor of the main German daily newspaper, Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. He wrote an entire book called "Journalists for Hire," which is about his firsthand knowledge of the CIA bribing journalists and giving them articles, and the journalist would just sign their name to it. And he died of a heart attack soon after publishing that book. And you can't.
Well, sir, I'm so glad that you brought this up, and thanks for the call. Has everybody heard me harping? Obama set up a new Operation Mockingbird that you mentioned, exposed by Frank Church's committee in the 1970s. When we come back, I'll break all this down. Okay. And yes, it's leftist foundations that plug into the CIA. It's only one small part of it. I'm not saying that the CIA is good. I'm just saying it's a small part of it. Who then do this. And Obama set up an office before he left full of these people to shut down U.S. free press. And yes, they're paying thousands of fake journalists to attack me and Trump. This is a CIA operation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Alex Jones here, back live, and we just had a really smart caller, Barrett in California, call in. We're going to continue with calls throughout the hour with Ben Garrison, the top editorial cartoonist, political cartoonist in the world, hands down. So proud to have him on joining us here in just a moment. But the caller called in and said, well, what about CIA Operation Mockingbird, the hearings they had in the 70s, Frank Church Committee. People will be naive and I think this is going on. It's way beyond that. The CIA is just the oldest and biggest intelligence agency since the 1947 National Security Act. It's small potatoes. The big tax-free foundations, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, the Annenberg Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, They are creating the anti-family, confuse your children's sexual orientation or preference. They don't know who they are or sexual identity. It's all depopulation. And so, yes, everything you see through UNESCO, the UN, that's all robber barons out of the UK and the US and Germany that set all this up for the modern eugenics world. And so when you have Google and Facebook and Twitter meeting with the Democratic Party and meeting with Senator Warner and meeting with Senator Murphy saying, we're going to not just censor Alex Jones, but thousands of other sites. This is their plan. This is their program. And so the caller really punched my button because Obama, before leaving office, in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, established in the defense spending bill, $611 million, a large portion for domestic propaganda and ways to work with the, quote, mainstream media to shut down alternative media or fake news. That means us, you. And so the CIA publicly is at the heart. That's why they had hearings last year in the Armed Services Committee of the House and Senate, where they would say, we're working with the Board of Governors, the FCC, we're working with trusted media, we're working with the CIA to shut down fake news, and they listed InfoWars. And said we were Russians with no evidence. They don't call me to these hearings. They act like I don't exist. They don't call me to, you know, they don't call you. They just say because you want free market and the Second Amendment and Christianity and America and support Trump, you're a foreign agent. When they're the globalists that say America was never great, America will never be great. When they're the ones in bed with the Chi-Coms and opening the borders and saying free health care for illegal aliens that'll bankrupt the nation, they're the globalists. They're the enemy. So I'm going to put it on screen again like I do every day for a year and a half. For TV viewers, all the articles with the video clips were dim lawmakers demand censoring InfoWars in the last year and a half. And now they've banned us off the platforms as they demanded. The Democrats have taken the vacuum that Trump isn't in there stopping their regulation and their bullying. We need regulation saying you don't regulate. And now Trump's moving on antitrust, you name it. Thank God to the audience and Drudge Report and Ben Garrison and everybody else making this a top issue. So I'm going to explain it again. The CIA is tasked, along with other federal agencies, with organizing media and doling out money to the New York Times, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed, you name it. This is on record, to lie about me and Trump and to never put out positive news. And the president needs, with executive order, to shut it down. But they're like, sir, they say it's to fight the Russians. They'll say you shut down. It's bull. Have hearings. Show what these criminals are doing. We have the behind-the-scenes video of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and the New York Times going, oh, we censor any American flags, any veterans, any rednecks, and anything Alex Jones, and anything Trump. It has nothing to do with Russians. Last week, they had the, quote, secret telecom big tech meeting with over 20 companies, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Microsoft, at Twitter headquarters to decide how to handle the elections. That means panic and how to get their story straight about what they were already doing to the elections because Trump woke up. You guys didn't have a sleepwalk into it. We rung the alarm bell. We got totally banned because of it, but it's worth it. We're winning. We're staring the death of freedom in the eyes. All that we need to do is fight back and understand we will win because right and history's on our side. So get on board, folks. As they say in Full Metal Jacket, come on in for the big win. Barrett, will come back to you and other callers, but we're going to Mr. Garrett. Let's just stay with us. Ben Garrett's straight ahead. We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Ben Garrison is our guest. We're riding shotgun with callers. And, of course, if you don't know who Ben Garrison is, you're hiding under a rock. And notice what they came out with this year and how they said we must ban memes in the EU. And Facebook must just completely ban them unless they're pre-approved, because AI doesn't know a joke. They can teach AI to restrict an Infowars.com URL or a DrudgeReport.com URL. And they can get AI to sit there and block comments. But AI, let's pull up the Ben Garrison Monopoly board piece from a few weeks ago if we can. How does AI looking at a smiling Zuckerberg and a smiling Chinese dictator and smiling deep state and smiling Google censoring the internet and censoring conservatives and other conservatives and nationalists around the world, what does that look like to AI? All AI can do is read Ben Garrison. And we know they admit they, with the algorithm, try to block it just because of that, but it's not enough, because everybody else can then share it. Plus, they can demonize an Alex Jones. You can see me in the jail right there, hate speech, and then try to block my URL or have folks scared to share it because they'll get bad feedback. But what about a Ben Garrison? It's a picture. Everyone knows it's free speech. Why not? It makes sense. It's funny. You know, it's banned in China. Google's helped build a censorship search engine there to make fun of the dictator as Winnie the Pooh. For whatever the reasons, I guess the way he talks in Chinese sounds like, "Hello, Mr. Christopher Robin." I guess he lisped in the Chinese, and so the Chinese think it's funny, Christopher Robin, and so they're not allowed to make jokes about it. See how that works? You don't talk bad about him. He's a very important person in the 100-acre wood. So, Ben Garrison of GRR Graphics, graphics.com, at graphics on Twitter for now, joins us. We had Barrett I want to go to. I want to take calls while you're here. You're a smart guy and cover the field with us. But the demonization, the insanity, the censorship, why do you think it's gone into overdrive? I mean, I think it's for the midterms. And what do you think Trump should do? I mean, I'm pretty excited now that they're talking about antitrust. They're talking about racketeering. Everything we sent to him in policy reports is notice exactly what he's doing, because we had top law firms do it. Ben, great to have you back since you visited us a few months ago in Texas.
Yeah, it was great to see you down in Texas. And I'm really happy you picked up on the Winnie the Pooh. You know that he was trying to, the Z was trying to ban Winnie the Pooh in China because it was used as a meme or a kind of a coded image representing Z. It was like, I thought it was hilarious. Well, if Z doesn't like it, then we have to, I'm going to start putting Winnie the Pooh pins on him every time I draw him. That's the way it's going to be. But you're right. I mean, it's a collusive monopoly now with the social media. You know, we've seen what's been going on. They've weaponized the Justice Department. We've got a two-tier Justice Department where the left gets off and the conservatives gets prosecuted. They pretty much weaponized journalism, and they weaponized education and universities against conservatives. And now what are they weaponizing now? Well, it's social media, because social media is the new town square. And so they have to make sure that conservative voices are banned. And we're going to, what they want really is what Z has, a Chinese style censored internet, where we have to toe the line, the leftist politically correct line, and get our social credits. Otherwise, this is not going to lead to a good end. I guarantee you that. Or pretty soon we're not going to be able to get on planes because we have a low social credit. And that's happening in China now. They can't board trains if their social standing is too low. So we have to kind of, I hope Trump can somehow nip this in the bud before it gets too entrenched.
This is the big issue, because this is the mark of the beast, even if you're not a Christian. We already have universities saying if you ever are pro-Trump or like Alex Jones, you're being banned from admission. Lawyers are filing lawsuits over this. This is happening. And people say, well, I'll just won't visit Infowars.com or support Trump. No, it's always going to be more. Once you give into this, it's over. They're making their move. And as you said, Apple and Google have moved to China and are helping censor things and round up political dissidents there. That shows they'll do that here. It shows there's no limit to these people worth trillions of dollars. These companies, they are such villains.
Well, they certainly are. And, you know, we saw this last year start when they banned Andrew Anglin and his Daily Stormer site. Now, I despise Andrew Anglin. And I don't like Nazis, and most Americans don't. So they started with an easy target. Okay, we're not going to allow him access to PayPal. We're not going to take his site off of GoDaddy. We're gonna harass them, kick them off everywhere we find. And you know, this is the whole crux of the matter. We have to protect even unpopular speech. I think he should pay the consequences if he's doing things illegally. But if he is just having fun with his,
He has a right to his free speech, just like
Black Lives. We got to let him have his free speech, because now what they're doing, since they successfully got rid of all the Nazis, they're starting to label conservatives as Nazis, and then we get kicked off too. That's their plan.
Well, that's been the admitted plan.
We have to protect even unpopular speech such as that to protect free speech. I'll give you one example that I did. This has been going on for a while. I mean, there was a very good movie made after World War II. It's called The Best Years of Our Lives. A very good movie, very well done. But there's a scene that ruined it, and that scene was when with a sailor with no hands, he had hooks, was talking to a guy at the soda fountain, and the soda fountain guy told him, "Well, that's too bad you had to lose your hands for nothing, because we should have let those Germans defeat the Reds and the Limeys." And then, of course, there's a big fight, and the guy jumped over the soda fountain and punches the guy out. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you fought in World War II to protect that guy's free speech. And you may not like it, and what he's saying, he's being a jerk, but you don't all of a sudden go over the counter and punch him out, because that negates what you were fighting World War II for, because that's what the Nazis do. That's what Antifa does. So that's set the theme. It's like, if you got something that's very unpopular, oh, let's just punch him out. And Hollywood kind of sets that tone. Well, this guy's saying something unpopular, free speech, oh, punch him out, violence. And so that's kind of like developed into the Antifa today. All they have to do is, you know, affix the label of Nazi or fascist on you, and then you're going to get kicked off
your internet, folks,
physically assaulted.
And folks know that's going on. I think we're now well past that, and you're right. This is about banning all conservatives, all nationalists, all libertarians. The dinosaur media that I see behind you on that calendar knew it was dying, knew it was falling apart, and the truth meteors, the comments are coming in politically to take them out. And so you have a perfect storm of mainstream media with dying political class, with foreign funding, and then with what Obama set up with this whole CIA group to counter domestic propaganda, I mean, to shut us down, engaged in all this, and they're now coming in mass doing this. And so I think that's really the big issue here. And we just have to get Trump mobilized and everybody else to take action.
Yeah, well, I want to read you something really short here that Jack Dorsey tweeted out a couple weeks ago. He says, "We're committing Twitter to help increase the collective health, openness, and civility of public conversation, and to hold ourselves publicly accountable towards progress." Progressive. "We want a vibrant and healthy public conversation." Well, who decides what that healthy is?
Yeah, it sounds like 1984.
"We want to be inclusive of all inclusive, that's an SJW word, inclusive of all perspectives, and one that's immediately relevant and valuable." Well, who determines what's relevant and valuable? Well, he does.
It's all subjective.
So Twitter gets to decide what, basically they get to decide what hate speech is. They get to decide what's relevant, and they get to decide what's something that's moving towards
progress. It's a psychological dictatorship.
It's always some kind of vague utopia. You know, if you just follow us and give in to the deep state, we're going to lead you to dystopia. No, they're going to lead us to the abattoir is what they want.
Jack yeah. Dorsey utopia, Jack Dorsey utopia.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, now we got loaded phone lines. You get a chance to talk to me and Ben Garrison. We're talking about the censorship. And, I hear Ben Garrison. He's a smart guy. He's a great graphics designer. He's undoubtedly the most successful current modern cartoonist, political cartoonist in the world. And most of you have seen his stuff everywhere. They have real trouble censoring. It makes them mad. And so that's why the EU and others want laws pre-controlling memes, where you have to go through a censor before it's allowed. I mean, this is what they're asking Facebook to do. And a lot of what Facebook's doing censorship-wise is to get in line with the EU. And so Trump's like, well, we don't regulate. You're a private company. That's what Congressman like Matt Gaetz was saying. But the foreign countries are already regulating the web. It's global, so they're standardizing here. We're going under Chinese control, their standards. We're going under EU control. So what does the president do? Well, let's cue up Kudlow. Was asked, are you going to do something? And he said, yeah, we're looking at it. Well, I can tell you, it's in the news. The president has said, you're on thin ice. We're coming after you. Here's Kudlow.
Larry, the president said this morning he's unhappy, separate topic, with Google and the search results that are coming up. And he said that there could be consequences coming Google's way. Does the president believe or does the administration feel that there needs to be some form of regulation for Google? Or what exactly was the president referring to?
We'll let you know. We're taking a look at it. We'll let you know.
Is the president aware?
So this is really a good thing, Ben. I mean, it's in the news today. President's looking at antitrust Sherman Act 2. I mean, they're looking. This is what they're doing. What these tech giants are doing is illegal. And I get they were the new thing, the golden boys. They can do whatever they want. They're now subverting the whole thing. Top Democrats have come out and admitted this could steal the election for the Democrats. What do we need to do? Because like, I get you're a nice guy. So you're like, liberals, don't censor. That's what America's about. Now stop it. They don't care. They're authoritarians. The average leftist wants me in prison. They scream and go, F you, Russian agent. That's like calling me a Martian agent. But they believe it, Ben. So I think we've kind of crossed the Rubicon here.
Yeah, but they don't scream about Hillary and her private server and the Chinese having all the secrets hacked and immediately going into their email depository. I have a feeling she's probably got paid off for that too. I mean, Hillary is just about money, and that's her modus operandi, selling out her country for cash. But you don't hear any of the liberal media or the leftist, you know, deep state propaganda organs complaining about that. It's always with the same Russia narrative, which has been disproven. And even the thing with Lanny Davis, the lawyer for Cohen, and saying that he has proof that Trump had advanced knowledge, and then later on he backed off and said he didn't. Well, CNN didn't retract the story, did they? They doubled down and still pretended it was true. It's like they layer like lies upon lies, and they lie about the lies and put whoppers on top of the lies, and you know they're so it's just gotten crazy, and they can't stand it that nobody's paying attention to them because they're totally discredited. So instead people are going to alternative media on the internet, and then I got to shut that down, and the UN is getting involved too. So it's a challenge for us to really stand up against this now before it starts getting worse, because it will get worse if we don't do something about it now. And if Trump can break up this collusive monopoly and introduce something, maybe an Internet Bill of Rights, I don't know. But I don't trust government getting their grapple hooks into the Internet either, because, you know, once another Obama gets into office, they will use that.
I know. That's why it has to be like a Bill of Rights. You can have regulations saying, like the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the freedom of the press, or the right to assemble, petition the government for redress of grievances. That's a law that says you can't make laws. These people are free to do this. So we need the First Amendment Act for the Internet. That's what it's called. The First Amendment Act, saying unless it's illegal, like anything else, you don't have regulatory power over it. And if it's a third-party posting, you can have your terms of service and remove it, but only for reasons that violate law. You can't then interpret and project onto it whatever you want. That if Alex Jones says, I don't want transsexuals teaching three-year-olds that they're a different sex, that is sexualizing children. Not that I hate men in drag and clown outfits, that's what it is. It's that I don't want heterosexuals, homosexuals, anybody sexualizing kids. They go, oh, you don't like transsexuals. No, I'm a libertarian, okay? I don't like you involved with the kids. Stop it. So they change the subject. So, and then they go, oh, you're off Twitter, you're off Facebook, you bullied transsexuals because they're public figures, but they're so special and protected, they get access to your children. So then I ask, is it LGBTP? Because, you know, every time I say, leave the kids alone, stop sexualizing them, by heterosexuals, the Catholic Church, any of these groups, they say, oh, you're being LGBT phobic. And I'm saying, if you're adults doing things in your own bedroom, I'm not phobic. Okay, give me a break. It's an obsession that you think I'm obsessed with what you're doing in your bedroom. It's boring. The point is that it's the sexualization of children, so they change the subject. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's almost completely, well, it is completely ludicrous if it weren't so serious. What this is all leading to. So, we all have to start pushing back as hard as we can and don't give up, and everybody get on board and use your free speech. I mean, if this was the Second Amendment, if they had control over that, we'd all have our guns gone by now. So we have to make sure that we all keep speaking out loudly.
I agree. And the only reason we have the Second Amendment is people stand up for it. If people don't fight for the first, we're going to lose everything. So let me ask you that question. I agree. I don't want government involved. But let's quantify
I think
that.
Over the second, if we lose the second, we lose everything. We're starting to lose it anyway. But the guns, I mean, that is the cornerstone. If they get rid of our guns, it's over. And they're not going to take mine.
I don't disagree with you, but I believe the founders were right. Free speech and the right to assemble is the right to communicate the message to keep the guns. So the two go together. That's whether the first and second, like a horse and carriage. You can argue what's the horse, what's the carriage. I mean, I think they're both equally co-equal. Yeah. But they're going after Ben Garrison. They're going after our free speech. So what I'm asking you is, if the UN and the EU and the CHICOMs are already coming in with regulations because we've left a vacuum, don't we need regulations saying we have free speech in America? It's not a regulation for laws that oppress. It's the opposite.
Well, we should be able to, I think we should be able to sue these guys that have all these billions of dollars when they start stepping on our free speech. But they say that they're like the phone company. You know, they don't regulate the content. You can't sue us. But then they do regulate the content. And
that's
then
it.
They do. So they can't have it both ways.
And so they jump back and forth.
Yeah. They bend the law and bend, they bend free speech however they like to match their ends. And their end is always the same. It's always a collective totalitarian society that they're in charge of and able to take away more freedom and liberty from us until we're nothing but just miserable serfs. And then that's when the great culling will begin, and they'll just end up. You know, I say this and I get laughed at by a lot of my lefty friends, but they're going to end up killing us. They want a massive depopulation.
Well, you
got to
have the public basically not working. Trump's trying to change that. And now they hate us and they're being trained that we are the food. And they say within 10 days, 95% of people become cannibals. In about 5 days, most people become thieves. So, yeah, no, if a meteorite hit and blew out everything, and within 15 days, there'd be roving bands running around eating their fellow humans. We'll be right back with your phone calls for Ben Garrison. Barrett had some good points. I'm going to go back to him on media manipulation. Theme today, because I sent a clip I wanted of Batman specifically this morning, so we're going to show it on TV right now off my phone, because if it happens on my phone, it just magically gets out everywhere. I was thinking about doing a trolling operation where Soros text messaged me, "Good job, Jones, keep it up," in like a split second of it being seen, it's like top news story all over the world. And I'm saying that because I'm going to do that troll and people are going to believe it, that I'm going to be able to go back to this and point it out. I'm going to do one with Trump, too. I'm going to wait like a month or something, though. And I'm going to troll the hell out of it. We're going to go back to Ben Garrison and phone calls here in a moment. Let me pull it up in text messages here. This is the specific one that I want. I mean, if it is the same one, it doesn't sound like the same one. This is the Batman original TV theme. There must be like a bunch that say that then, because it's not the same one. Or I'm going crazy. I'm just going crazy. I mean, I know that first one I heard wasn't it, which is whatever. I don't care. Just remove them all out of the machine then. Okay. Doesn't matter. What I do want then is, you were out of town a few weeks ago, Daria. I want those ones I sent, the specific outro music. We'll just do this on air because that's the best place to do everything now. I'll start paying my bills on air, start trimming my fingernails on air, brushing my teeth on air. It'll all be fine. Seriously, though, we ought to be rejoicing more that they've been trying to hide this censorship like we're complete morons for years. It's been getting worse and worse, and now finally it's being exposed. Ben Garrison, undoubtedly the top cartoon, political cartoonist in the world. And what other cartoonists are popular now? Really not a lot. I mean, he's really prolific. Billions and billions of people have seen his work. He exposes it all. At a gut level, where would you say we are right now, 69 days out from this midterm? Do you agree that it's one of the most important elections ever?
Yeah, this is a critical, but it's what they're really pulling out all stops at this point to try to turn the tide, because it's been going against them as people have been waking up en masse. What Trump is doing is not just nationalism and America first. He's also deglobalizing the system, and they can't stand that, because that's like he's tearing back the so-called progress that they've been making for decades, unimpeded and unencumbered. So here is this kind of a rogue president coming in, and he's destroying their sandcastle, kicking it out. So what he's doing is, of course, that's one of the reasons I like Trump, because it's the I think we should decentralize a lot of things. We need to decentralize our banking system. We need to decentralize the internet. We need to, bring government back into the hands of people, decentralize the education, everything should be more people. When you get more local power to the local people, then the people have more power. And that sort of ties in with Brexit when Britain saw what was going on. Well, wait a minute, we're paying all these taxes, but we don't have any representation. We have oligarchs in Brussels deciding what's good for us, and they've had enough of that. And so America needs to have enough of that too, and start getting our government back and our internet back too, that Obama tried to give away.
Well, if folks are wondering why InfoWars is under such attack, 9 times out of 10, we're the only broadcast that exposes what's really going on, and then it comes out later, and the globalists can track that back. Yeah, we get ridiculed, we get demonized, we get attacked. Some weak-minded people are going to sit there and see me being demonized and think, oh, he's losing. Well, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were being demonized by the Redcoats. You're being demonized by the system. That's a badge of courage. We're not trying to win popularity contests with Hollywood or the Democrats or the Blue Blood Republicans. And folks need to get that. I know most of our audience understands that, but some people just don't get it. Some folks, that you and I have talked to are like, Jones, you're a joke. You get made fun of everywhere. Well, if you're not getting attacked and made fun of by the power structure, you're not over the target. I mean, people that have quietly done little things behind the scenes or whatever that are great, and some of it's bold, they don't get what it's like to be in the arena when you're a public figure and your name's hanging out there, or you were already very successful. I know your whole story, in major publications. And so you became, a little more libertarian, a little more pro-Americana, and then they blackballed you from your lucrative, editorial cartoons and papers. Well, now you're more successful. We've talked about it, that you went, with your gut and totally weren't controlled. But see, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I did not get off to a good start, Alex, because when the trolls went after my cartoons and started defacing them, I lost it. It's funny, I look back at that time where I wanted to sue everybody, and I wanted to, I would get so angry, white hot, mad all day, and I was walking around in a state of fear and anger, and that's a terrible combination of a emotional state to be in. But now I look back and I see these people, defacing my cartoons, and I kind of chuckle. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. I wish, if anything, that ordeal taught me some grace, and I didn't have much when I started out. I mean, I just, when I had this, the troll attack that went on for years, I would do anything to make it stop. But now it's like, hey, I don't care. Have fun with it. But that's only because we work so hard to get my name out there that people know the difference between the real me and the troll me. But
let's be clear. They put swastikas on stuff. It's the same crap they do to me. They put stuff on there you didn't do and then try to blame you to get you banned. It's just like Mike Cernovich. They now take video where his daughter's in the background, comes in on the live broadcast, and she's real cute. And then they cut the audio in of him torturing her to try to get him SWAT teamed. It's what they do, folks.
Well, when they start doing what they will, like what they did to me a couple weeks ago, I can't prove it. It was censorship, but boy, it sure felt like it when that plug got pulled and I was dark, and they wouldn't give me an answer for 9 hours. And then when they finally did, they said it was my fault. And I, oh, what? You know, the site was working fine. Now it's something wrong.
I talked about this. They later said, oh, you had too much traffic. Yeah.
Well, that's what they said, finally. And, but we've had a lot of traffic before, and we haven't been shut down. But the good thing about this, Alex, is we've had so many people wanting to help. And that is so encouraging to me. I had so much email. I haven't been able to answer it all. People wanting to help, both, you know, sending me donations and technical advice and approach. So we have some plans now to try to solve this problem so it won't happen again. But I had I felt what you must have felt like when they arbitrarily, you know, suddenly and kind of collusively pulled the plug on you. It's like, wow, they really have lost the argument if they're doing that. If they're so afraid of what you're saying, that just shows that they're on the wrong side of history. That's for sure.
Well, then I love how they deny it, that it's happening. After they launch it, they're now saying, no one censored me. You know, nothing happened. No conservatives, no libertarians are being censored. And we were already shadow banned 95% plus. So once they completely banned me, but here's the problem. They're now trying to block videos other people upload that I put up. So they're literally trying to censor everybody else and make sure I'm not there while they lie about me. We'll come right back, and I promise. Mike Louisiana and others, I'll go to your calls. I was good the last hour. I got a guest on, but I'm going to go to your phone calls with Mr. Garrison. Speaking of money, if we don't get funding, they'll shut us down. And we are neck and neck right now with not being able to even expand, as everybody knows. So I want to launch the new shows. I want to launch a new studio. I want to get on more TV stations, radio stations. I want to launch a lot of other new things, our own kind of YouTube platform. We already had planned. Now we're accelerating it. That's going to cost millions of dollars over the next year. They took our Criteo advertising campaign that was bringing in $3 million a year total, about $1.5 million profit to fund things. I want to say profit to fund the operation. So we need to be in the black. So thank you all for your support. But we got great products. Just like our information is game-changing, we have amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off Super Silver Ultimate Wound Gel. Very best out there. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula. About to sell out. That is 50% off. Even though it's about to sell out, 50% off. I want you to see how amazing it is. And we've got the new, even stronger, Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off as well. Those specials will end very, very soon. These are amazing products, and you fund the operation. But experience how great they are for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Takes you right to the supplements or 888-253-3139.
Regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do.
I had to do it, even though they banned me and demonized me.
Saw it through.
Without exception.
Without exemption.
I couldn't back down. Couldn't do it.
I planned each charted course.
I did.
Each careful step. Along the byway, and more.
So much more.
Much more than this.
I did it my way.
I did it my
way. I sure did.
Way.
Globals don't like that very much.
Yes, there were times.
All right, let's go back to Ben Garrison. I was a bad boy. I did good with calls at front, and I've hogged the time. This segment, one more with him. We'll take some phone calls right now. Barrett called back in. He's been holding for 40-something minutes. You brought up the CIA and Operation Mockingbird, which is all admitted. It's Obama set up this Office of Countering Propaganda saying that all these domestic right-wing groups are Russians and the CIA is separate, this sub-office of Democrats, just like they have a sub-office in the Justice Department. This cancer is running this against me and everybody else, and big tech's taking orders from them. So that's what I'm saying, Barrett. Go ahead. Great point.
Yeah. The original act was the Smith-Mundt Act, which was passed in 1948 that allowed for propaganda. But there were two senators, one in the 70s, one in the 80s, that they put restrictions on it that made sure that propaganda wasn't disseminated to the
U.S.
Yes,
and Obama took those off 2 years ago.
Exactly. And so now we basically have the U.S. Ministry of Truth, our own propaganda center. And Rex Tillerson did a good thing in September, he actually withheld funding for the what's called the Global Engagement Center. And as a result, a lot of the people that work there quit. So I think that's something else that they need to do, is to make sure that funding is withheld from the Global Engagement Center, and that they, you know, not be allowed to expand their operations. Because like you said, you could open source all of Google's search algorithm, do everything, but they'll still get their tentacles into it if they can.
Well, and they started getting around this again with George W., where they would put fake stories in the foreign press and have them leak back here. But now it is the CIA and foundation funding with Soros and Media Matters literally interfaced in your Google, in your Facebook, in your Twitter, all colluding. And so we talk about censorship. No wonder they're laughing at Trump and us. We're just getting around to admitting their censorship. It's our own government rogue, the Democrats still in power, acting like Trump never got in, waging war against the population. It is sensational. Let's put the Zero Hedge articles up, folks, and the InfoWars articles from a year and a half ago. This is the entire kahuna. The CIA is working against Trump. Not the whole CIA. Just like 37 angry Democrats have a cabal, their own office, in the Justice Department doing this. There is a CIA office Obama created working against Trump and the free press. That's the headline. I mean, you cannot make this up. And I deal with it. These aren't Wall Street Journal and New York Times reporters. These are CIA, weird SJW Foundation people. They're literally on my ass 24/7 lying. And they follow me around everywhere. And they hate my guts, man. They're ideologues, weird, crazy, chip on their shoulder, crazy leftist. People say, oh my God, are you scared? I'm only scared they're going to win for you and your family. I love it. Are you kidding? I want to take on these people. I want to be at the front of the line. I want to be in the war, baby. You can't get me out of this, but I want to win. I'm not scared of them, but I'm scared of losing. Ben, can you imagine, maybe in your great gravitas, you should do a limited edition poster with us or something, but we also put it out viral. How do you describe that there's stay behind networks in the Justice Department, in the bureaucracy, in the CIA, and the Board of Governors of the FCC admitting they want to ban all conservatives and steal the election? That is so criminal.
Well, that's another reason to start breaking them up. I mean, the FBI and the CIA are so politicized. We need to do what Kennedy wanted to do, is start atomizing them and start, removing them from their. You know, there's kind of a subtle difference between the deep state and a shadow government. You hear that all the time. Well, the deep state can be epitomized by people like, a stroke, who's there as a career FBI man pulling the levers of power no matter what president is in there. And then after a while, they get used to wielding that power and slanting it to their own ends. And that's what's happened to the CIA and the FBI. They're interested in maintaining their own bureaucratic power rather than doing things that are good for the country. Oh, look at this smarmy guy. I mean, come on. I mean, that's the deep state face personified.
Gollum doesn't look this evil from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, well, and then the shadow government is something a little bit different. When I think of the shadow government, I think more of like, you know, what you were talking about with all the foundations and the Bilderberg and the CFR, people who are also unelected.
Yeah, they're
people.
The ones in charge, and then the deep state pulls the levers. You just said it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way of putting it. But that the caller you just had on made some really good points. And boy, it's one thing. What they did to you, Alex, is that one thing that may be a little bit positive of it is they've laid their cards on the table, and those cards are ugly, and that they really made their intentions clear. And if they're going to go to a Chinese-style internet with social reputation scores, I mean, where is that going to lead? Pretty soon it's going to be, well, you know, you didn't properly worship Satan, so you're going to get a lot of points taken
off
your score.
Exactly. They make it sound reasonable at front, and then next it's this, this, and that. I want to go to Michael because they've got a great idea. Coordinated free speech rallies. They kick us out of the fourth dimension or silicon dimension. We go absolutely wild politically, not violently, in the third dimension, and then put it online as well. They can't stop us all. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I had an idea. I was wondering what you thought about it. What if you get like guys like Gavin McGinnis, you know, Brandon Tatum, Michael Savage, Ann Coulter, Milo, just a bunch of people all together, maybe even Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, maybe even just get as many people together and show that we're going to stand up against this.
That's a smart thing. Conservatives tend to be rogue on their own, you know, kind of owly. That's how I am. I mean, I'm very reclusive personally. I go out to eat here and there, but I mean, I'm not into, you know, running around at events. Trying to get all those folks to come out together would be hard, but everybody should hold their own. People that want to work together should come together. I agree. We need to march on Google. We need to march on Facebook. We need to march on all these groups and say, we know what you're doing. Instead of D.C., they ignore you there. We need to march in San Francisco. We need to march in Berkeley. We need to march in Seattle. We need to march everywhere and then show the Antifa come out and try to stop us from calling for free speech. I think it's a great idea, Michael. That's the best idea yet.
I was even thinking maybe you could call it, you know, free conservative speech rally or something.
How about just defend the First Amendment, you know, save free speech rally? It's for everybody.
Yeah. By the way, send Michael
a free T-shirt of his choice. Let's get his name and number or you know, his email. Because Michael, you had the best idea. We need to hit the streets. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I would love to see. I would be willing to travel as far as I need to make, you know, to be part of that, because we all have to stand up against this. We can't.
No, I agree, and we need to do it soon. Because we're 69 days out. God bless you, Michael. Put him on hold. I have this rule. If you hold more than an hour, you get a free T-shirt. But it turns into this whole situation. But Michael, thank you. God bless you. Ben Garrison, I think that's the key here is put out memes, because the AI has trouble blocking those. They admit that. So you're the solution. And also marching is the solution. Lawsuits are the solution. Calling Congress for them to take action is the solution. What do you think the number one solution is? Take action, period.
I like to march for one thing. Of course, the mainstream media would not show that on any of their outlets.
But we don't. Sure. All the little folks would live stream, making them big folks. It's like whack-a-mole. They can't get us all.
That's right. Now, of course, you know, if they shut down my free speech, I can't really do much out here in the boonies. I guess I could. I still have free speech, but I go outside and talk to a tree or something.
But let's be clear. You are memes are so king, and you're the king of those because yours is the best work. Archetypally, because you could just send it to me or anybody else. They could ban your Facebook or Twitter. Everyone, you could just send it to a list of 100 people. Ben Garrison cartoons, look, they fear the meme. They've looked at numbers, and they know even if they shut the web down, people could put out their own memes and own posters. And in a shutdown thing, those are like gold. Right now, there's so much info. People are like, oh, I don't care. But more and more, it's precious. You see, Ben?
Yes.
Ben, have you looked it up? The EU says they fear one thing, memes. And they talk about you. Do you understand that, brother? The AI doesn't get jokes. It doesn't know how to block you, Ben.
They don't get, what they don't get is a distillation of verbal metaphors into visual metaphors. And then that's one thing they fear, because that's something, it's like what Hillary going after Pepe the Frog. I mean, come on. Why was she so afraid of a frog, of a cartoon frog? And that really made her look bad. But her worry was maybe founded in a little bit, because that frog, that one, you know, which, you know, Matt Ferry will sue you now if you use it, but that one played a very critical part in the election, didn't it? Because he really humiliated her.
Exactly. The key is iconography. We must use the weapon systems of peace now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
But I do know about tyranny.
Don't know much about science.
Actually, I do know all about science books and history.
Don't know much about the French.
That's why they hate me. I'm not bragging.
But I do know that.
Hey, I like that where they had little rainbow colors. It's like light bright.
And I know that if you love me too.
What a wonderful world it would be. Ben Garrison, the number one, hands down, political cartoonist in the world. And in the old days, stuff was just in newspapers and populations were lower. So you could say the greatest editorial cartoonist of all time. That goes back to Rome and ancient China when they had that. I've got like 30 more phone calls, and I apologize for not getting everybody, but I appreciate you trying to get in. Let's go to Jesse next in Idaho. Jesse, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing today?
Good, brother.
Hey, so I noticed that one of your viewpoints, or your main viewpoint, has been a false flag for the silencing. I kind of feel like a false flag might play into Trump's narrative of strengthening the borders and the Second Amendment. But one thing I did notice is that just before the silencing, Trump had come out about releasing a lot of the redacted information in the memos. My question to you is, do you think that they might be going in defense mode in preparation for something big coming from the White House that would be devastating to the Democrats?
Absolutely. They know Trump's getting ready to declassify everything. They know the economy's coming back. They don't want people talking about that. And so they want to censor everybody and use my censoring as a smokescreen while we all debate Alex Jones. Instead, they're basically censoring everybody else. So, yeah, no, that's exactly what's going on. And I told everybody this 3 weeks ago, and now it's happened.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's not just the big guys that are being silenced, too. It's just small people like me that share your guys' information. I've been banned off of just little sites and stuff like that.
And they're trying to teach you. Hey, you sit down and you shut up, Jesse, but don't stop. Do it even more because you're winning. Call into C-SPAN. Call into other talk shows. Knock on doors. Hand out flyers. Start your own website. Cover local news. Build your own internet. Because, again, mainstream internet's like 90% of it, like Matt Drudge warned. We have to pull it back like 10 years ago. 80% of the web was individual websites. We have to go back to that, Jesse. God bless you. What do you think they're clamping down on? I think it's the midterms. They admit in their own memos they're doing this to try to make sure the Democrats win. They're scared.
Yeah, they're trying to do that, all right. The thing about the media is I've noticed that they're starting to leverage toward the media is trying to push a war with Iran. That's very dangerous. They couldn't get Hillary in to start a war with Russia, so now they're trying to justify the $700 billion annual budget on the military with a war with Iran. And that's a side issue maybe, but here's the deal, Alex. I was talking to my 87-year-old mom the other day, and she says, I wish we could go back to the old days with Walter Cronkite. Now, he was so reliable, and you could believe what he told you. And I kind of like, no, he sat at the right hand of Satan. And Walter Cronkite actually, he presented himself as a man you can trust, but what he wanted—
He wanted world government and population reduction.
Exactly. I had to explain it to her. I said he wanted Americans to yield their sovereignty. That has never changed. The mainstream media, the legacy media, the deep state propaganda media, they still want to erode the sovereignty of citizens of the United States and replace it with a globalist system. And that has not changed. And Trump really threw a monkey wrench into their plans, and they're going to be driving hard to the hoop to stop him. However,
and the globalist system they're bringing in,
whatever it takes.
Exactly.
Blatant censorship. They missed the days of Walter Cronkite when they could get a kind grandfatherly man with a nice mellifluous voice to tell you what's true while he sat there and spouted out the lies. But nobody realized it back then, did they? Now we have an internet where we could find the truth. So now they have to shut that down.
You just reminded me, we have the clip somewhere. We can dig it out of our computers where Walter Cronkite says, there are those that claim that world government is the work of Satan. Well, then I'm happy to sit here at the right hand of Satan. Thank you, David Rockefeller. Ben, let's talk soon because I got a bunch of stuff I want to do with you. I know you've been busy. I've been busy. But you're just great work. We salute the work you're doing. People can find you at your great website that's up on graphics. Ben Garrison just reminded me of something. Walter Cronkite on C-SPAN said, there are those that say world government's the work of Satan, so I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. He was with David Rockefeller. This is a world government that takes your rights, takes your freedoms, where corporations are tax exempt, but you're not. And there's a total panopticonic internet that controls every action you are involved in. and then penalizes you if you don't go along with what their worldview is, which means one-child policies, no-child policies, you name it. See, once you agree to the world social score that sounds reasonable, oh, I just got to do whatever MSNBC says or CNN, then it's more. It's social control. So I'm going to ride shotgun, and we're going to have to start the next segment, that video for you, but anybody can pull it up until YouTube deletes it. Just type in to YouTube.com, the good old folks there, Cronkite, glad to sit at the right hand of Satan. It's 1 minute, 5 seconds long. The larger one, join me, I'm glad to sit at the right hand of Satan, 1.3K views, it means 10 billion views. And there's another one, join me at the right hand of Satan, that actually has him introducing Hillary Clinton with her on the screen saying she is Satan. And see, I've got all these videos of them admitting world government, how they're going to get rid of the family, everything. And so it's funny that he raised that because it made me remember something I hadn't covered in years and years and years and years. Now, Mike Adams is going to be hosting this hour. Roger Stone has a big breaking news announcement here, and then he is going to be gone because he had oral surgery yesterday and he is in a lot of pain. We appreciate him coming on. Obviously, this is such big news that he wouldn't be here unless it was an emergency breaking news. So, Roger, thank you for joining us today.
Great to be here, Alex. I apologize if I'm slurring my words a little bit. I haven't been hitting the moonshine. I'm still getting over the anesthetic, but this is important, and I had to make the show.
Tell us the big breaking news, my friend.
Well, on Monday, I joined the Alex Jones Show, and we broke down an action plan for the president of the United States. Now, the president has moved on the very first step of our plan, which is to discharge White House counsel Don McGahn. Now, Don McGahn is the John Dean of this administration. Don McGahn sat for 30 hours of interviews with Robert Mueller and his gumshoes. Don McGahn, I can now report, has been the greatest single obstacle to the termination of Jeff Sessions, the greatest single obstacle to the declassification of all the government documents regarding the illegal FISA warrants, Hillary Clinton's emails, the emails that Huma Abedin forwarded to Anthony Weiner. Don McGahn has been an establishment quisling inside the walls of the Trump White House, and now the president announced by a tweet that McGahn would be leaving in the fall. Well, to me, we're in the fall. It'll be September 1st here momentarily. And I think this is vitally important, but what was disturbing most of all was Chuck Grassley, who I have great admiration for, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, taking to tweet and saying, oh, I hope this isn't true. I hope the president is not going to discharge McGahn. Now, Alex, the White House staff, the White House counsel, serves at the pleasure of the president of the United States, not the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. In fact, even suggesting who the president should and should not hire, should and should not fire, is a violation of the separation of powers provided for in our U.S. Constitution.
Well, sure. Next, we're going to hear Congress say, we want to pass a law that you can't fire McGahn. And as you said on Monday, fire McGahn, then fire four deep in the Justice Department, then antitrust moves, and that's all being announced by the president. And it's not just that we're advising him. We've gone to top law firms. We do real research. We had Mike Adams write a report to the president. I know it got to him. That made reportedly somebody at the White House go really ape. Trump's finally said, resign if you want. He knows the truth. He's decided to go into a war footing with the news they're planning to indict his son. And now even the former head of the CIA and NSA, Hayden, says, back off, Mueller. Back off, Brennan. Trump has all the power. He has the people. The economy's growing. We're going to lose this. And you know, Trump told people last night at the prayer dinner, buckle up for violence. The left's coming. So I think Trump gets it now and realizes these folks didn't want prosperity. They don't want trillions more in the stock market. They want control of America. And so now he has put on the armor of God, and they are now crapping their collective drawers. Rogers, I mean, why is it word for word what we're advising is now happening? Because we did our research, and yes, we were able to talk to the president through sources. But I mean, it's all happening. It's manifesting. This is epic, Stone.
Well, and additionally troubling was yesterday when the Senate Majority Leader came out and urged the president not to fire Jeff Sessions. Now, while it is true that the U.S. Senate has confirmation authority, who the president appoints or fires is none of Senator McConnell's business. In fact, Mr. President, not only should you appoint a new attorney general, but you should order him to look into the Chinese business dealings of Senator McConnell and his wife, who is unfortunately a member of the Trump cabinet, the longest serving member of the George W. Bush cabinet, now serves as transportation secretary.
But doesn't this signal, Roger, that Trump is getting ready to start politically chopping heads off? The fact that he's got the White House chief counsel going, the fact that he says he's taking the gloves off, that it's illegal, that they're on thin ice with Google. I mean, people better know Trump means business now.
Well, it's like an ocean liner. You know, it takes some time to turn. Let's recognize the president is completely surrounded by advisors who have urged him not to take action, not to do anything about internet censorship, not to do anything about a runaway Justice Department that is under the control of the Obama administration, not to do anything about the stunning criminal Rod Rosenstein. The president, I think, finally recognizes that his survival, the survival of his presidency, is at stake. But Alex, it took the president doing a Google search on himself to figure out what's going on at Google, to figure out that all of the search
results. As he said, there's nothing about 4.6 growth rate. There's nothing about, it's all negative crap.
3.2 million new jobs. I might even be low. It may be 3.4. I'm a little woozy. But compare that with the massive job loss of Barack Obama. In 2 years, the president has cut the deficit virtually in half, from around $900 billion to around five and change. That's progress. But you won't find that if you do a Google search.
I know. All you see is negative. In closing, Mike Adams is coming up, Roger. But I mean, this is so epic. I mean, people overuse the word epic. This is so crazy that they always act like they want to work with him, and then they stab him in the back, and then all these career politicians are cowards around him, but his instincts are right. I think what you're saying is this signifies, as you said on Monday, just 3 days ago, 2 days ago, he is getting ready to move, and boy, are they getting scared. What do you make of swamp creatures like Clapper and Hayden saying, leave him alone, oh my God, he's got the power, you went too far, stop. I think they realize now that they're in trouble if he takes action.
Well, and a terrific piece by Peter Schweitzer at Breitbart, I think late last week. Clapper, Brennan, Hayden, these guys make multi-millions of dollars out of having their security clearance because it gives them an enormous bank of knowledge about what's going around the world. So they're moving to protect their derrieres financially. And I think they recognize that Donald Trump is a man that you can push only so far. If I were Brennan, I would face up to the fact that he's going to be wearing an orange jumpsuit for most of the rest of his life because he has crossed a patriot. No, Brennan.
Hey, we got to go further. Stay there. And I'm going to have Mike Adams take over and question you when we come back for one more segment. Then Mike's got his own to cover. But ladies and gentlemen, this is an epic time to be alive. This is incredible. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, takes over with Roger Stone. But I want to ask Roger via Mike Adams this question. How soon does he start firing? We have Graham, we have Grassley saying go ahead and fire Sessions. How long until the firings happen? How does Deep State strike back? Straight ahead.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Mike Adams and Roger Stone are about to take over. This is something very special.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we want to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
All right. Since you just heard Walter Cronkite actually introducing Hillary and David Rockefeller at the right hand of Satan on C-SPAN, why not actually show you the clip itself? Because unlike MSM, we always show you because we respect you, because I respect myself. Here it is.
World government is the structure necessary for global justice.
I'm in a position to speak my mind, and by God, I'm going to do it. First, we Americans are going to have to yield up some of our sovereignty. That's going to be, to many, a bitter pill. Today, we must develop federal structures on a global level. To deal with world problems, we need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government. Most important, we should sign and ratify the Treaty for a Permanent International Criminal Court. Pat Robertson has written in a book a few years ago that we should have a world government, but only when the Messiah arrives. He wrote, and literally, any attempt to achieve world order before that time must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
Now, I'm turning this over to Mike Adams and Roger Stone, but remember, we've now informed Trump about the internet takeover. It's all admitted they think we're idiots. The CIA, not the whole CIA, but just like the Justice Department, a small group, a cabal, was established in the Countering Foreign Propaganda Act. And they say InfoWars, Roger Stone, it's all in their congressional hearings, counter us. So they set up billions of dollars in the Defense Authorization Act almost 2 years ago under Obama, put up the articles, to shut everybody down, to engage in censorship, and to set up trusted media like the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, Media Matters, that's what they call it, trusted, to then censor us and be the censor controllers. So the CIA, rogue Democrat officers, and the CIA created a secret shadow office. It's secret what they do. The funding's public. To then throw elections and block populism. That's the next phase, is for Trump to remove that. And that's why I've been completely banned. Now, back to Mike Adams and Roger Stone with huge breaking news. Tomorrow's news today.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to join you, and great to have you on, Roger, as we continue here. You know, we're in the middle of an epic uprising now against tech censorship and what we call the evil centralization, false authority, this concentration of power in the hands of the unelected few. But Roger, while you're with us in this segment, let's continue about your breaking news today, the maneuvers in the White House. Now, a question for you right now. Do you think Trump will wake up in time and take aggressive action before the midterm elections, or is he going to listen to his advisors that are surrounding him and telling him to delay, because he might lose the election if he gets decisive right now? I mean, you and I both think he should go for it now, but what do you think is actually going to happen, Roger?
Well, Mike, first of all, let me thank you for jumping into the chair today. I'm suffering a bit with a tooth extraction, but I'm still glad to be with you. You know, it's an open question, Mike. I have to be quite honest about it. What the president needs to do is not only act decisively, but make this election a referendum on his actions. Take your argument right to the people. Don't just fire Sessions, Rosenstein et al. Don't just declassify all the incriminating documents, but explain precisely to the American people while you are doing it. At the same time, what's interesting to me is how quickly the news narrative can change. Last week, it was all Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, and oh yes, Roger Stone is next, despite the fact that they still have no evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any other crime on my part. But this week, the narrative is quite different.
Sorry to interrupt, Roger. Do you think the president has a realistic sense of the degree to which these midterm elections are already being stolen? I mean, we've seen Paul Joseph Watson had an article today on InfoWars talking about this. It's massive election fraud. It's being done right now, every day, with the censorship. Does the president have any real idea of what's going on? It's election meddling gone awry.
Well, I think there's a massive game of keep away going on around the president. Therefore, it's difficult for us to know exactly what he knows, although the indications on his Twitter feed are quite positive, Mike. I mean, I think he is getting it. Again, it took a search of himself on Google for him to figure out what's going on at Google, which is the flagship of the censorship operation. But quick reversal here, a new focus on Bruce Orr and his activities in the Justice Department, a new focus on the fact that the Chinese hacked Hillary Clinton's emails, a new focus on the fact that her missing emails definitely included classified information. And then, and this one really tickles me, Carl Bernstein of CNN, formerly of the Washington Post, one part of the Woodward and Bernstein duo, exposed as a bald-faced liar. He goes on the air and says, the president, Michael Cohen, will tell Robert Mueller or anyone else who asks that Donald Trump knew about the Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer. Now we know that that's completely false.
That's the same thing Brian Ross got fired for at ABC, saying that they admitted they were Russian agents. These people are lying sacks of garbage.
So the only question it's extraordinary. Really is,
And we got two guys on Skype. It's while they're walking on each other. Go ahead, Mike Adams.
Well, I'm just saying the level of gaslighting. CNN denying that they need to even retract that story. Carl Bernstein, they're protecting his reputation because they have to protect his entire history. I'm starting to suspect that some of his reporting on Watergate may have been fake news decades ago as well. If he's faking it now, he could have faked it back then. That's why they're circling the wagons to protect him now, even though everybody else knows CNN lied and Carl Bernstein lied.
All right, Roger, get that too. It's better. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Mike Adams, two powerful segments. Naturalnews.com takes over. Spread that link. They're censoring him as well. He was kicked off YouTube months ago. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. If you spread the links, if you buy the products, if you take action, we are unstoppable. It's up to you now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you? But now you're not satisfied with what you've been put through.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex in the fourth hour here with Roger Stone joining me for one more segment. Now, right before the break, I made almost a flippant comment about Carl Bernstein and questioning his journalistic credibility because of the lies that have now been exposed in his byline of a CNN piece that has turned out to be completely fabricated. At least one of the sources was fabricated. There are lies about the sources in that piece. Roger Stone, of course, has a tremendous amount of knowledge about Watergate and Carl Bernstein himself. So, Roger, go ahead and give us the real story on that whole situation and why this is relevant today, that Bernstein is caught in another lie.
Well, Mike, I'm like an old war horse who smells paint, who smells smoke, and therefore I got to jump back into the fray. But you asked the $64 million question. The only question now is, who's a bigger liar, Woodward or Bernstein? Here's the point. Bob Woodward lied about his role in the military, lied about being a military briefer for General Alexander Haig, the White House chief of staff, and thus lied about his knowledge of the Watergate scandal. Carl Bernstein just got busted for lying about the fact that Lanny Davis was his source for a CNN story which claimed that President Trump knew in advance about the Trump Tower meeting between his son, Donald Trump Jr., in a Russian plant who it turns out to have worked for Fusion GPS. So both Woodward and Bernstein are now exposed not as the greatest two journalists of the age, but as two BS artists, busted. I am working feverishly with Tyler Nixon, a Nixon family relative, on a new monograph that exposes the Woodward and Bernstein lies. But there is no question that CNN is busted, Carl Bernstein is busted, and as Breitbart said, there was a staff uprising at CNN. If Bernstein wasn't such a big foot, he would have been fired and the piece formally retracted.
But wait, CNN says there's no censorship of conservatives. They also said the sky is red.
Yeah, CNN is fake news.
The big difference between the Watergate era and now is that back in the Watergate era, the liberal media had absolute control over the narrative. There was no InfoWars. There was no Breitbart. No one was able to question the narrative, so they got away with everything. But today, people can question it. In fact, you know, Glenn Greenwald is questioning CNN over this, and he's not a Trump supporter by any means. But isn't CNN committing credibility suicide right now with this? And even Carl Bernstein himself, isn't he going down with his own the ship of his own making in this case?
Now, I think you've hit it right on the head, which is precisely why they want to get the toothpaste back in the tube. They recognize that the evolution of a robust, vibrant alternative media with InfoWars as the flagship has led to a great awakening. It led to the viability of Donald Trump's candidacy and the possibility of his election, which is why they want to censor Alex Jones, why they want to shut down InfoWars. And if we are first, The Daily Caller, Breitbart, Mike Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, all the people I like, they are next. That's why we are in the epic struggle of all time. We're living in a torrent of fake news here. Mike, I want to break some of this down for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
In just the last week, I was contacted by Ronan Farrow of The New Yorker. He was carrying a fake news story that I already batted down at the New York Times and at the Washington Post. It goes like this. On October 1st, I called Donald Trump and told him what was in the coming WikiLeaks disclosures and when they would come out. Completely and totally false. Allegedly, the source knows this because Trump put me on a speakerphone and he overheard the conversation. Let's be clear. Never happened. You cannot tell somebody something you don't know. Then,
but now the media, Roger, the mode of the media is they don't care what the facts are. They don't care who substantiates something. Even when in this story, when CNN is contradicted by their primary source for their article, they still somehow stand behind their article as if reality doesn't matter anymore. It's as if they just fabricate, they just weave fictions, and then they expect everybody to swallow it. And if you question them, then you're called unpatriotic or an enemy of the First Amendment. It's insane. Facts don't matter.
A white supremacist. Look, and then phase two, Ryan Lizza, formerly of The New Yorker, comes forward and says, well, Michael Cohn has a tape of he and I discussing the WikiLeaks disclosures that was made in October of 2016. Bad news for you, Ryan. I didn't speak to Michael Cohn at all in the fall of 2016. Never mind October. There is no such tape. Again, a torrent of fake news designed to destroy me, which is why I got out in front of it. There's a piece on CNN last night. I deny both these things, but more importantly, come forward with the proof. If someone is anonymously saying this, let someone put their name on it. Who is the person telling the New York Times, the Washington Post, right, the New Yorker? Put your name on it. Oh, you don't have a source? It's anonymous. Who says that there is a tape of me and Michael Cohn? Is it Michael Cohn? Is it Lanny Davis? Play the tape. Let's hear the tape. The tape doesn't exist. It is a cornucopia of fake news. It is a smear. We've seen these kind of smears on Alex Jones just in the last couple days. They recognize that we are breaking through. Donald Trump is having his great awakening. There's a whole chain of establishment politicians who are about to get canned, and I think they have figured it out. Mike, I appreciate coming back on with you, and now I'm going to put my feet up and pop another Percocet because my jaw is killing me. But I appreciate
all
your
right,
jumping
well, thank
in
you, Roger. Much appreciate you joining the broadcast for the, get some rest, be well. You know, you're under a lot of stress, and it's extraordinary. Remember that Alan Dershowitz said recently that the greatest crime now that someone can commit in America is simply having been associated with Donald Trump, even before he was president. And that's why Roger Stone is being scrutinized, threatened, harassed, defamed, lied about at every level. We're dealing with a vicious, malicious media now. I mean, you can't even call them media. They are Democrat activists. They're trying to carry out a coup attempt against the president. That coup has so far failed, but they don't represent the First Amendment. They don't represent freedom of the media in any way whatsoever. They are abusing those privileges and trying to destroy this country from within. They're sowing poison in the minds of the American people, and they're attacking innocent people like our guest today, Roger Stone. So again, thank you for joining us, Roger. Just be well, okay?
I appreciate your kind wishes, and I want to remind all of our listeners, you can go to stonedefensefund.com. That's stonedefensefund.com. I have a surging, marauding, out-of-control federal prosecutor seeking to destroy me financially and destroy my family, but I will never yield. I am not Michael Cohen, and I will not roll on the President of the United States. I'm getting ready to rumble. Thanks again, Mike.
All right. That's great to hear, Roger. All right. Take care. Now, we've got a lot more ahead, a couple more segments here on the Alex Jones Show. I've got some very fascinating areas to cover here, including a deep dive into the motivations behind the establishment. Why are they so desperately trying to destroy voices of reason and voices of liberty and voices that support our president? It's about much more than just the presidency itself. It's about much more than trying to steal the 2018 elections, even though that's part of it. It's about more than even trying to take back the White House in 2020. There is a deeper reason behind all of this, and that's why they are so freaked out and so desperate about this epic uprising among the people right now who are saying enough censorship, enough of us being lied to by the media, enough of us being controlled and dictated to by a corrupt regime. We're going to take back this country for real people and real liberty. All of that straight ahead as we continue on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Continuing here on the Alex Jones Show, this is Mike Adams filling in. Thank you for joining us. I've got a very powerful segment for you here. I'm going to get right to it in a second. But I also want to plug that this Sunday at 6 p.m. Central on Infowars.com, I've got a full show called Counterthink. That's going to dive into more details of what I'll be teasing here over the next few minutes. We're talking about exposing the false authority of centralized power. We're talking about the war on humanity, the war on fertility, the war on normal reproduction, and also how the 5G network is the extermination network to destroy humanity by causing mass cancer, Alzheimer's, and other diseases. We're going to do a very detailed dive on 5G. And that is this Sunday, the Counterthink Show on Infowars.com at 6 p.m. It's also broadcast on radio and TV affiliates across this nation, but check Infowars.com for the show this Sunday. I'm going to be going into that. It's really extraordinary. I've done a lot of research on this topic, and I've discovered some bombshell, horrifying things about 5G technology, the phased array antennas that they're using, and how they can be weaponized using software to literally target specific individuals in society with almost what you would call like death ray beams. I'm not even making it up. It sounds crazy, but if you study the technology and you look at how it works, it can be abused as a weapon system to target individuals. So all of that is coming up this Sunday at Infowars.com at 6 p.m. Now, right now, just to give you my take on turmeric, the Infowars store has bodies back in stock. The limited supply is 50% off. while that supply lasts, and it is based on turmeric curcumin. Curcumin is the active constituent in turmeric, as well as piperine, which is an extract from black pepper. And of course, the FDA restricts us from saying much about this, but I can tell you, if you research the combination of black pepper extract and turmeric, you will find there is something extraordinary about that combination that does things for your body that no other known combination of herbs or spices can dare accomplish. So if you're looking for maximal joint support, mobility support, these kinds of issues, definitely check that out. Infowarsstore.com. Bodies is 50% off, back in stock for a limited time only. Also, just as a side note, because, you know, I have my own e-commerce and manufacturing and all that. We source raw ingredients as well, and we have a tremendous amount of trouble now finding clean turmeric. If you wonder why, like, why does Bodies go in and out of stock at the InfoWars store? We have the same problem. We can't keep it in stock because the clean stuff is so hard to find and it's so rare that when we get it in, it sells out in like a week. And then the only thing that we can find in the marketplace is this heavy metals contaminated raw material from China or India, often India. And, you know, we run heavy metals tests, as does InfoWars. And we have to reject like 80% of the lots that we come across. And that's why we cannot keep clean food in stock. And people just buy it so quickly when it's available. And right now it's on sale. So that's a pretty big deal at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, getting into now the deep dive into the reasons, the motivations behind this censorship. As I mentioned before the break, this is about much more than just trying to steal the election, even though that's a huge deal and that's massive fraud and that's a criminal act being carried out by these tech giants. There's more to it. Now, listen carefully on this, because this when this realization hit me, it was such a big deal, I had to just step back and think about this for a second. Humanity is on the verge of breaking out into a massive wave of freedom, of independence, of self-governance. Humanity has come to learn that we can cast aside the false central authorities that claim to dominate our lives and try to enslave us at every level and through every sector of society. For example, right now, we are coming to realize, we the people, that we don't need centralized news. We don't need the New York Times. We don't need CNN. In fact, CNN is a danger to a civil society. CNN is a net negative to society because it's spreading false information, lies, tearing apart the culture, pushing strife, you know, defending violent groups like Antifa now. It's incredible. We don't need centralized sources of information. We're also coming to realize, all of us, we the people, that we actually don't need a centralized federal government. If you think about it, the fact that Trump is in there right now is great. He is draining the swamp in every way he can. But when he's out of there, which will happen one day, and somebody else comes in, probably a swamp creature, you're going to realize yet again how dangerous a centralized federal authority is to your freedoms and liberties. And it is none other than John W. Whitehead, who I believe wrote the book Battlefield America, who has been on this point every day for years, accurately describing the threat to our freedom by an ever-expanding government that has weaponized every agency and every regulatory body. The EPA has been weaponized against farmers. The FDA is weaponized against the natural supplements industry. The IRS under Obama was weaponized against patriot nonprofit groups. The EPA, think about it, it's the Environmental Pollution Agency. They push pollution and they approve of polluting pesticides and herbicides used in chemical agriculture. The DEA, you know, still trying to criminalize, which is, in my view, a tremendously valuable natural substance that can be used as a natural medicine and can be created for very low costs all across the country. These federal agencies have way too much power, and we, the people, have come to realize that we don't need them ruling over us in our lives. And in the same way, we don't need, frankly, a centralized currency. We don't need a Federal Reserve. We understand the value of decentralized currencies, especially cryptocurrency, in all its various forms. We understand the value of decentralizing education, because government-run schools are just indoctrination centers pushing brainwashing and lies. instead of teaching children the real truth or even the real history. Even history itself has now been concentrated in the hands of the corrupt elite in Washington, D.C. and in state governments. History is twisted and warped in order to poison the minds of the masses and to make the population hate their own country. Think about it. These kids in school today, they hate America. They hate the free market system. They're begging for socialism and communism, and they've never lived under it. They have no idea the degree of human suffering, the secret prisons, the gulags, the government torture, the government disappearing of dissidents. They have no idea what they're begging for because the education system poisoned them. The answer to all of this is the mass decentralization of every institution in our world. We need to decentralize medicine, technology, education. We need to decentralize the internet and the tech giants. We need to decentralize government. We need to have local control over our lives and our destinies. We need to have local people making decisions because they are the ones who are best qualified to make decisions about what's happening right there in your neighborhood, in your community, in your state. A federal system is no longer compatible with the awakening of humanity that is taking place right now. And that is why this censorship fight is so vicious. It's not just about Trump. It's not just about the 2018 elections. It's about them trying to preserve the very fabric of their twisted dominance, their false authority over the masses. That's what they are fighting for. That's why they are so desperate. Why do they go to these great lengths to censor Alex Jones and take InfoWars offline and take me offline? You know, I was deplatformed even before InfoWars was on YouTube. Why are they going to these great lengths? Why are they banning everybody, you know, from Ann Coulter and attacking Sean Hannity and all these people? It's because they are fighting to maintain control over their centralized authorities and this false paradigm that they've brainwashed humanity to believe. But humanity doesn't need that. Humanity is waking up. Humanity is casting off the shackles. We are about to break free from this mental enslavement that has affected us all for generations. It has been this way for such a long period of time that some people have forgotten what it's like to live as free men and women in a free society. But that awakening is happening now, thanks to the support of people like you and these platforms like what you're watching right now, InfoWars, The Alex Jones Show, you know, my operation, Real.Video, all these platforms. The mass human awakening has begun. This is why they're panicked. This is why they're pulling out all the stops. This is why they're willing to commit massive fraud and crimes and violate antitrust statutes in order to try to control humanity. And that's what I'm going to present in even more detail this Sunday in my Counterthink show, InfoWars.com, 6 p.m. Central. So be sure you don't miss it. There's a lot coming, and be ready for events that are coming as well. So thank you for joining me today. This is a wrap-up of the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams is here filling in. Be safe, everybody. There's a lot coming.
It's 2 a.m.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.